Hey, everybody. Thanks for stopping by. To Sing with Gentlemen's podcast with a show that shoots from the tip. This is episode 148. Three more left.
Ooh, the countdown.
The countdown has begun. This week, let's just fucking get into it.
Let's go.
Let's get into it. All right.
So into it.
So we have Baroque and Stu. They're in Crucible right now, so they're not going to talk right away.
Well, I mean, I can talk. I'm not, you know, this isn't like chewing
Mino
gum.
Mino talks so good. Apparently, Mino plays Crucible that good either.
Actually, it's true. I can't really play and talk, so talk amongst yourselves.
We have JKA Gear Dad.
I promised myself only happy tissues tonight, no sad tissues.
All right. I'll accept that, as long as you mail them to me. Your happy tissues, that is later. We also have XanaFan711.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
It's good.
We have Dan Finitwitch.
I'm here for the intervention.
All right. Is that the intervention from me wanting happy tissues from people? I have a bit of a problem.
Look, we've all gathered here to give you more happy tissues.
Okay. Well, I'm going to need to see everybody. Stu, you know I need constant eye contact. We also have Dead Ben Malone.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Okay. But you are so fine. We have Elmer Fudd Games.
Hey, I've got my used jerk-off sweats on, so...
Oh, my gosh. I totally have my jerk-off sweatpants on. You know what's funny?
JOSs?
This is a callback to Just Some Guardians, episode 69, from last week. We had a lengthy discussion about jerk-off sweatpants.
It's girthy.
And there was a guy, I wish I could have got a picture of him. He was in...
I don't like where this is going.
I went to the grocery store on Sunday afternoon, and there was a guy... And I definitely feel like he was in jerk-off sweatpants because they were... I mean, it wasn't like he just came from
stained
work.
Stained everywhere?
Yeah. They were gray.
I don't know if you're actually walking themselves.
Light gray or dark gray?
No, like a light gray. Like, have you ever seen, like, the original Rocky? Like, Rocky sweatpants?
Like a slate gray?
Light.
Yeah. They were rough. And there was definitely some, like... Some flip-flopping, some wobbling going on in there. Yeah.
How do you guys feel about jerk-off joggers?
I don't know.
Something that I've been.
I need somewhere for the fluids to escape. So when the ankles are tight like that, you know.
Yeah.
Jog. Oh, is that what they call like the tight at the bottom of sweatpants?
Yeah.
Yep.
I can't wear those.
Nope.
Not because I can't jerk
Why
off.
Not?
Well, my calves are so girthy. They're so girthy and muscular that I tried them on. I was at Kohl's and I was like, you know, that's where you shop when you're a 41-year-old dad for your whole uniform outfit is Kohl's.
Humble brag.
I don't want to make anybody feel bad out there.
I got a Kohl's charge card.
That's the one thing you're claiming is girthy, you know, is your calves.
You know, I had a 30% off. It came in the mail. But I went in.
So did I.
Hey!
I went to try on like a pair of those joggers, apparently, and I couldn't. I couldn't buy them because I just felt like they were so tight at my calves. But they were they were kind of like hammer pants almost.
So you know joggers aren't just the sweatpants that have the tight ankles. That they're like the pants that look like real pants, but then they have tight ankles.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
They're like going out sweatpants.
Well, you heard
they're going out sweatpants.
These are my dinner party sweatpants. They're like khakis and like a bunch of other stuff. They can't be sweatpants.
Seriously, growing up, like if you were the dude in the sweatpants, basically you were a fat sack. Like that was it. Like there was no like that you didn't wear sweats out. And now it's like, oh, it's socially acceptable. I've got my going out sweats and then I got my at home sweats. And I'm like, yeah.
You don't have a pair of $90 Nike sweatpants?
Is it me or does Baroque look like a nutty professor right now?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Don't you have a basketball game to go to?
Not look like Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, I don't. Are you? So these are like the khaki ones that are kind of like they're cinched at the bottom.
Yeah. All the skater kids are wearing them. You know.
I wouldn't do that. No.
That's why I was loving picturing you in joggers. I was like, this is great.
Jerk off joggers.
I used to tight roll my Bugle Boys, but I wouldn't do that shit.
Did you guys ever wear those tearaway pants that had like the buttons on the side? And you just rip them off.
Oh, for work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Did you guys ever? I had. There was only one. We actually had a rash of pantsing, is what we would call it, because you would pants somebody in public. You know, one of your buddies.
Yeah, they're meant happened to be
a few times.
Away, you can't get mad.
I had a really awful pantsing incident. It was at Lollapalooza 1995. I remember it as clear as day. Parliament Funkadelic was playing. I went with my friend Lauren and my friend Christine, and I'm standing there, and you know, we had a blanket, you know, I'm up, I'm dancing, you know, I'm like, we won't funk, burn, 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 burn. And my friend and I was wearing South Carolina Gamecocks lacrosse shorts. But they just said cock at the bottom. That's why I bought them. I didn't play lacrosse, but they said cock on them, and I thought, like, oh, I have to have these. And so I'm dancing, and she just fucking pantses me, but she grabs my boxers with them. So I'm standing there in the sea of people with my fucking dick hanging out. Oh, my God.
Singing We Want the Funk.
We Want the Funk, yeah. So then I grabbed my dick, and I pretended it was a saxophone. I was like, anyway, good to have you guys here with us tonight.
Pan flute.
It's good to be back, Justin.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, no
problem.
This
is a nice surprise.
Yeah, you're welcome for the last time ever.
I think I speak for all of us when I say we are here.
Yes,
yes, you are. Such a profound statement.
You are. You are. Y'all getting that Outbreak Prime? Let's just talk about video games for a second.
I got it.
You got it?
I got it.
Yep. Narwhal forced me to play PvE, and so I got it.
How long did it take you guys?
Maybe like an hour.
It took me about a dozen runs.
Okay. How long did it take you, Baroque and I, to do it?
A minute and a half?
Yeah, like it was like roughly 90 seconds.
Yeah, we had like 18 and a half minutes left.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. So it was...
I mean, on a 20-minute timer. I don't want to brag.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Jesus. Yeah. It was pretty good. You know, we got some emblems and shit. It's no big deal.
We basically two-manned it. I mean, Baroque was there.
You're just describing how my first kid was born. Minute and a half in of a 20-minute timer, two-manned it.
Jesus. So we were running it. We were running it with Racer and Party, and you know, we were hitting a little bit of a, there was a bit of a learning curve.
Well, it was our second run. We did two runs, and we got further on the second one than the first one.
Yeah,
you know, we were making progress towards getting this thing.
Mm-hmm. One of us was underleveled.
It was getting late.
Baroque was 665.
I was only 668. Yeah. You know, max my level. I was totally prepared for it,
and we were doing okay, but we were hitting a little bit of a wall. And
you know, like in the movies when you see the little angel and the little devil pop up on your shoulder?
Yeah.
So I don't even think he meant to do it. But Racer was in our party. Sracer. And he's like, hey, do you guys know the cheese?
And we're like,
And at this point, we're like, it's like midnight. Like, go on. Let's hear this.
Cheese, you say?
The cheddar?
So yeah, that's...
A little
that's
bit of provolone.
So basically...
Oh boy,
Baroque hung out in orbit, going back.
Is
there
legit cheese?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, it's a cheese.
Baroque, you want to say what you spent 18? Well, no, more than 18 and a half minutes.
I spent about 45 minutes flipping back between my character screen and the map. Oh, so I got to see gray, black, gray, black, gray, black.
Because the timer never starts. Well,
the timer never starts.
The timer never starts because I never load into the mission. So I finally load in, and it took him 38 seconds to finish off the boss.
And there was a brief
scene
where,
like, my first kid.
Yeah. It's about how long it takes to finish off.
Because it only said that Stu and I got it. And we're like, Brooke, did you get it? Because we're not fucking doing that again.
I was so far away from them, it didn't even register on their map that I picked it up and the emblem.
But
because I finally spawned in with 20 minutes to go, and I ran through the first two sections of the map, and it was over.
You know, it's really cool, though, that they did that again. And I know people, some people were like, oh, they brought back another gun. But if they're going to bring it back with these kind of, like, hidden quests, I like it.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I wish that after you beat it, though, you could go in without a timer. You know what I mean? Because it was there's some cool spaces there.
Yeah.
Well, you don't need the does it just end? It doesn't just end.
Yeah,
it
kicks zero.
Fuck that, man. We do. I mean, yeah, we were. No, we didn't do too well. Dan, are you doing? Are you doing some carries there or some helping?
It's not so much carries. Yeah, no, I helped. I helped a couple buds get. I helped Apsis Props, John from Apsis Props, get his on Friday, and then I helped Hungo, and who was the other person that I helped this morning? Oh, I'm gonna feel bad. Anyways. But I helped two people get it this morning.
They won't listen. You're fine.
It's fine. But with the intention of helping people later on this week.
Sorry,
as
I'm
well.
Shaving my balls right now.
It's fine. It's fine. Was it for charity?
No.
That's pretty much what I'll be doing. Probably for the next couple weeks until everybody in our community has it. And then there's going to be a couple people that come and chat and they're like, hey, I don't have it. And it's like, okay, I can help you. Just send me a message, and then they never send me a message, and they still get mad at me on Twitter or YouTube.
You know what? Fuck those guys.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Yep.
Right in their stupid asses.
Yeah. I've been doing some carries, some gym carries.
Like, yeah.
Oh.
Why don't you get in here and get this gun? Sorry.
That's pretty good.
I'll see myself.
That's pretty good. Have you thought about, like...
I was transported.
I wrote that three days ago. Oh,
bad.
Oh, boy. No, that's pretty cool of you, though. It was a lot of fun. What do you guys think of the gun?
That's good. I like it.
I'm
glad
stupid.
It's an adaptive. Yeah, it's stupid. It's fun. Especially when you got three of them. Ooh.
Oh, fuck
that. How do
you
put three of them at the same time? It's crazy. Like,
take that into the raid, go up against Kali, and just, like, six of you guys just hitting her with the nanites. It's fucking insane. It's so awesome. It's so
they stack
fun.
Damage. It makes all of your each other's
damage. It stacks damage off of each other, and you're just doing watching the bar go. It's so good.
Yeah, I'd like to try with
Speeder just passed me.
Yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to try it in Gambit with a full team. I tried to use it by myself the other day. I mean, it was fun. It worked just fine. But then I was like, nobody else really has it on, and I felt like I was doing better with my breakneck. So.
Yeah,
but
it's
cool.
A fun gun. It looks cool. I like the secret mission kind of thing, but it's like, man, I don't understand how people figure this shit out sometimes, you know, like under the timer too. I mean, I guess it's just the sheer amount of people playing it though. Somebody will do it.
Yeah.
It's like still crazy.
That whole run, I was just like, how the fuck did people figure this out? Like, you know, turn around and the door opens behind the thing. What the fuck?
I don't know. I can see it happening because there's just so many people, but it's like trial and error. And the fact that you only get that 20 minutes, like you have to make progress every time or.
That's how we ran it on Tuesday. Like it was myself, Bibble and Jaden. And we would dive in and it's like, all right, this is 20 minutes. Like, let's go this way this time. And because there's so many like little branching pieces on this thing. And then even if you. Have you guys done heroic yet or tried?
No.
It's
Broke's thumbs retired.
I haven't tried normal yet.
It is a completely different route.
You don't have to.
It is completely different from.
It'll probably be like, different next week too.
Probably. It's. I think
really.
Impressed.
You think so?
Yeah, because this week's heroic's based on Void, right?
It's Void, yeah.
Mm. So next week will be a different
next week
element.
It's like Arc or Solar. It would not surprise me if there's more corridors in that thing. And you have to memorize four or five different paths.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Well, if if they're doing it in Bungie fame, next week would be Ark, because they like to make things spell out SIVA.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Mm. I like what you guys said on your show this past week to do one for armor. That'd be pretty cool, especially Twilight Garrison. I'm like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Only Titans can do it. That's the best idea. Right?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. That'd be awesome. I saw something funny before we started. So I was watching, I was on YouTube, and an ad came on during, you know, the video that I was watching. And it was...
Porn.
No, it wasn't porn. Close, though. and it was for this stuff called Crop Preserver. Have you heard of this? It's
is
by
it is this a new clicker? Colitis?
It's by Manscaped. Hold on.
Fuckers. That ulcerative colitis, man. So it'll get you.
Why did they hit me so hard?
Hold on. Let me see if I can get this photo in here. It is... Here we go. It's ball deodorant.
Oh.
Okay.
Don't need really? It. Don't have balls.
So okay. What on the internet... Hold on. What on the internet are you looking at that the ad for this would pop up for you?
What isn't he looking on the internet for?
I'm not going to tell you what I'm looking at.
Serious screen right
how
now.
How else would he come across the thing called a vajankle?
Yeah. Bill's just like, man, oh, what the shit?
And to be fair, that was Stu that found the vajankle.
Oh,
I didn't find the vajankle.
Oh, I found the vajankle. That's
you found the vajankle. I brought it up to my wife, and she's like, I saw it today. I'm like, you saw a vajankle? What? She saw it on her feet.
Yeah, it was just walking around.
In the wild.
But anyway, it was. I couldn't get the video to come back up again.
Ball deodorant.
And it happened like not too soon before. But the commercial was really great. Oh, it's deodorant from Shark Tank, apparently. But it was like, yeah, you know, when you want your... And it said ball, and like first I was doing something while the video was playing in the background, and then it was like, and you could put it on your balls, and I was like, what? And it's just some guy like squirting this stuff in his hands, and then it just shows his belly, and he just reaches down and starts trying. It's like, you put deodorant under your arms, why not put it on your balls?
Like this?
I mean, it's pH balanced.
I can't
so
see because your circle's nope. So small. Ooh.
Goo. I see goo.
It's gamer like, goo.
Game oh, what's that for your butthole?
Dan's got a problem with his controller falling out of his hands.
I would not suggest putting this on your balls. If you have gamer goo, do
you won't
not
be able to jerk off for a week. You'll just stick there.
Fuck that.
I mean,
sticky dicky.
You mean you'll be jerking off for a week?
I would picture it as like Spider-Man. Like Spider-Man has the tackiness on his hands, and he just goes to stroke it the first time, and he's like, and like pulls off some hair and maybe a little bit of flesh.
You'll be able to fuck forever.
Yeah.
No, gross.
speaking of fuck forever.
Go on.
Speaking of fucking forever.
Yeah, I want to know where this goes.
You ever be fucking...
Let me hear the segue.
Sorry, people, after three more episodes, you won't get segues like that anymore. Yeah. This is a master class. Speaking of fuck forever, how did this... So, I don't know how we got started talking about it, and there was like a group chat for podcast hosts, and...
Yeah.
We were talking about, was it like a Bond movie or something like that? I hope you fuck forever. Being the name of the Bond movie. What's that?
See if I can find the. There it is. James.
You guys
Bond,
gonna make that song or what, man?
Oh right, that's where we were supposed to make a song. I'm supposed to make a rap with Fluffy and a song with Fudd because of that conversation.
Yes.
Well, it's funny that you say that because I hear that they did make it. They did make the movie. And I actually have like a preview of the song that they're using for it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, you guys want to hear it?
Of course.
All right.
Yes.
Here we go. You've had a problem and we talked on the phone.
Oh, on the phone.
You're a giving lover, but they never seem to moan.
Oh, make me moan.
I told you to rub one out once or twice.
Oh, rub it out.
If that doesn't work, maybe even thrice.
Oh, that's three, baby.
Think of your grandma, or even a baseball game.
Oh, nine innings.
There's a wish I have for you, all the same. Forever. I hope you fall forever. Oh, 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 I hope you fall. This is my advice I give to you.
Oh, it's all for you.
And if all goes well, you won't quickly shoot your goo.
Oh, it's your jizz, baby.
I hope you fuck forever. And ever. And ever.
I love you. I love you as well.
I really hope. I keep thinking about like your kids finding this someday. Like anyone walking in while you're recording this.
Fucking space.
All I kept thinking about is please tell me one of your wives.
What are you doing, Dad?
Did one of your wives see it?
This will be a very interesting parent-teacher conference. That's all I can say.
Fudd and I put that together. Like,
what are you fucking an hour doing in the basement, Justin? I can't tell you. Okay,
it was like not very long ago.
We put it together really quickly. And what's funny is my because there's so many different tracks. My whole desktop is just like fuck forever one, fuck forever two.
Mine is like fuck over unison.
Leave that for your wife to find. I found your files called Fuck Forever. Yeah, did you open them?
I've never recorded so much looking over my shoulder this year.
Well, it's funny.
Next week on both their shows, Fudd and Justin come back and they're like, so we tried out the song.
Oh my God. That means
that was fantastic, guys. Well done. Well done.
Well, it's kind of messed up because I really wanted the chorus to be like really loud and belted out. And then a lot happened. And so instead, I didn't want to like let my wife know what's going on. And I got like one ear off. So I was like, yeah. How loud am I being right now?
Did you tell her to leave the house? She was home.
I can just imagine upstairs, like, watching.
Hey, honey, can you go run to the Home Depot? We need a plunger. What? Just go to the Home Depot and pick up a plunger.
She's watching Beachfront Bargain Hunt, and all she hears, she stops. She's like,
coming through the vents.
Yeah, coming through the vent is, fuck forever.
fuck forever.
Oh, my God. Oh, thank you, Fudd.
Oh, yeah. That is genius. That is absolutely
good,
genius.
Man.
I think we need to make a career out of this.
The harmonies were just exquisite.
We've been talking, you know, and then we had to, you know, we had to record in separate studios, you know, not a big deal. You know, I know we have like, you know, two like recording artists on the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, you guys,
I mean, you know, but like
clean it up and post.
Pretty proud.
Yeah.
You know, who are the two recording artists?
I have no idea who he's talking about.
I have a quiz for you guys. Well, not a quiz, but more of a It's funny. And you guys were talking about smelling farts on your last episode. This isn't about smelling farts, but I saw this thing, and it was like, if you could pick two smells for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. I've been meaning to do this for a while, but I keep forgetting about it. And tonight I actually wrote it down. So here are the two smells that you could pick from. Fresh cut grass. Homemade bread. Strong coffee. Freshly washed sheets. Dark chocolate. Garden dirt. Campfire. Brownies. Chlorine. That's kind of fucked up. I don't know if anybody really likes chlorine. Oh, this is a good one. Baby snuggles. Apple pie. Banana boat sunscreen. New books. Fresh towels. Leather boots. Or right before it rains.
Oh, and, God.
And wait, sorry. I might have missed something at the beginning. What are we doing this for?
There's a lot of them. I don't know.
Is this just the only smell that we get?
Yeah.
You can only get two
smells for the rest of your life.
Bread and dark chocolate.
Joking. It was like, your first option would be fresh cut grass.
Farts.
Or fresh ripped ass.
No. False. No.
No one smells for free.
I got it. Their next song.
All right.
Oh, this was easy for me.
What would you
campfires.
Campfires.
And new books.
Ooh, that's
campfires,
good,
new books.
That's a good combo. I can go open up a bin right behind me, my fucking tent. Open up that bin, it's like, whoa! It still smells like campfire from last year.
Fresh cut grass, and it wasn't on the list, but fresh cut lumber.
Oh, sawdust.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know where this list came from, but yeah, that's a great one.
Campfire and baby snuggles. Hands down,
baby snuggles is pretty damn.
Okay, what is, does baby snuggles just smell like sour milk and like hot breath?
No, it smells like baby.
It's like a baby's head.
Baby laundry detergent.
Well, yeah, no, I stand behind
you on this one.
I stand behind my decision.
It's not like they're just always covered in shit.
Well, they're always covered.
They do smell good. Like a majority of the time.
You just complain about the 1% when you're like, oh, God, it's up to your neck.
Sorry, I'm used to complaining about the 99%. Anyway.
Yeah, I was laying, even like my five-year-old, I was putting him to bed tonight. I was laying with him. And, he doesn't consider just us laying there talking as cuddles. Like, he's like, hey, can you give me cuddles before I go to bed? Yeah. It's not until he rolls over and he, like, hugs my arm, so, like, the back of his head is facing me and we're laying there cuddling, that he considers cuddles. And then just, like, the smell of his hair and his neck is just, it's a great smell. Yeah, I'm not picking that shit for the rest of my life.
No. I'd say coffee.
That's such a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, just coffee. I'll just pick that one. I don't need a second.
What is my coffee?
So you're gonna go
like
Folgers crystals and Maxwell House. You could go between those two.
What does my coffee smell like? Like grass? Because I picked grass and lumber.
No, they're not like combined.
Well,
so,
I mean,
once you choose to smell, then your coffee always smells like grass, right?
Is it like dead space where you just don't smell anything, but like when coffee's brewing, you're like, coffee?
That's what I feel like.
No, you only smell like coffee. Oh, that's a good question.
That wasn't
really laid out on this, but I'm going to go ahead and say, because I'd be kind of fucked up because then you wouldn't smell at all. You'd be like, oh, God, I haven't smelled in a while. Like, where's the coffee?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's wintertime. I just got coffee. That's it.
Yeah, but I brew coffee all the time. Just
you'll be able to find that shit within like 10 miles.
It's over there.
Yeah, I mean,
someone's cuddling with their baby this way.
That face.
I'd be stuck permanently at a Barnes & Noble.
Like some kind of mole. Yes, I'm going to say yes. You can only smell those things when you're around them.
You pick bonfire, you have to become an arsonist. Or should you go crazy?
Well, so you're in luck there. You pick books and fire. So you burn down and right.
You could pick banana boat and just live in like Florida.
You know who also picked that exact combination?
Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy. 100% Ted Bundy.
More like Dead Bundy.
Hey. Oh my god.
Oh shit. Damn on him.
Have you guys seen that movie, by the way, on Netflix?
Yes.
No. Nope.
Zac Efron one?
Yes. Jenny wanted to watch it, and then she fell asleep, and that left me in the room with it. And I finished watching that thing, and she woke up, and she goes, "How was it?" I said, "It was a sack of shit movie, and I hate you for making me watch it." She goes, "Well, I hate you for other reasons." And then we kissed and made up. It was fun.
It's the beard.
Fuck forever.
Yeah, seriously. Ditto.
We did.
All nine innings.
Actually, you can't see the lower half of the body.
That's, I mean, if you did, wouldn't you
three times.
That's three times.
I was like, but I'm going to send this to you. Just say some shit over top of it. The funniest part is, like, I'm riding in my car, like, fuck, like, trying to write it on my phone while I'm driving. Oh, my gosh. Homemade bread's pretty good, too.
That's my choice.
Apple pie.
Apple pie is a good choice.
Homemade bread, I feel like, could be especially good because nobody ever fucking does that. So when you do smell it, you're like, oh, shit.
Was there bread in this house?
Does pumpkin bread and, like, banana bread count? I'm gonna say that you could smell smell all kinds of the different kinds of thing. Yeah, so if it's like bread. Baby snuggles, you could smell one that there's a baby that's covered in shit. There's a baby that's covered in.
Wow, you just ruined that for me.
Wow, how generous of you!
So
wow,
Stu can smell fresh cut lawns and the entire really state of Colorado.
Yeah, that's I'm counting that as lumber. It's a plant.
Fresh cut grass, my man.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Can already smell that a mile away. Actually, fun story. So I have my little vape. I actually haven't smoked a joint proper in probably 2.5 years. I have this little vape and that's what I use.
Yeah.
It does the buds. It doesn't do the oils or anything, but so it was my it was a buddy of mine. He was having his engagement party last weekend.
Hold on. And so does this? Do you put the bud in there? Or do you? Is it oil?
No, bud.
Okay.
This one's bud. All right, break it up really fine, and it goes in there. I have a little spacer for when I don't want to use the whole bowl. It's a very convenient little device.
Okay.
So this is a buddy of mine. It was his engagement party, and you know, went outside. It's legal now. There's a few people out there already, and start hitting the thing. And I see him come out there, and I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. Like, he's going to want some, whatever. It's fine, but I hope he's not pissed. Comes out, he's like, my fiance was like, someone's smoking weed. And right away, I looked out, and I'm like, oh, you guys are out here. I know where it's coming from. So he came out, and I don't remember where I was going with the story. I actually hit the vape a little bit before the show. So
it's the best ending that could have been.
That was a great story, buddy.
It was going somewhere, dude. Man.
Sounds like high school.
It was going somewhere.
Smelling it a mile away. There we go.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Thanks for bringing it back for me.
I remember where you started.
You remember the first time you bought pot?
It felt so like creepy and like dirty and stuff. And
It was from like the creepiest fucking dude at my high school too. Like every other time before that, at like, you know, I would smoke other people's weed, and then I was like, all right, yeah, I'll man up and do it. And I don't even, like, I was at a football game. He, like, passed it to me through, like, the fence at the football game. And I was like, I looked down, and I was like, I don't know if this is enough. Like, I don't carry, like, a fucking gram scale with me or anything like that. But I'm like, I don't know if I got enough here. And then, like, you know, at that point, I don't think I really knew how to, like, roll a joint or blunt or anything, but I was at a party, and, like, I was probably like a sophomore, and you know, someone was like, hey, where's the weed at? And like, I was like, oh, I have some. You know, oh, excuse me, sir. I have some of that weed. And then they just fucking took it from me, and everybody's like, I hardly got any of it. I was like, oh, God. But yeah, he was like the skeeviest dude. And I'd like set it up all day. It's like, dude, are you going to be there? He's like, yeah, I'm going to fucking be there. I just got to hit up with my buddy beforehand, pick it up. And like, oh, God.
I can't imagine buying anything before a cell phone. Like that's
what pagers. That's what pagers were for.
Yeah,
you had to get money.
I'll page
order.
You.
You only had a pager if you were a businessman or a drug dealer. That's it.
Or both.
Wild, man.
You had to go down to the, you had to go down to the grocery store. You had to get a money order. You had to make it out.
My dad's girlfriend
purchased that has been running into this where you're like, this motherfucker is taking forever. You're there for like an hour and a half. You're like, what the fuck? So not even knowing, not being able to call him, being like, where are you at? And he's like, oh, I'm on my way. And then an hour later, I'm on my way.
You know, that or cell phones made drug dealers more lazy.
Yeah.
You're going to lose a sale unless you show up.
I do remember one time I bought an eighth of weed with a $50 Visa gift card.
That checks out.
I was like, hey, you want this gift card?
You're actually doing him a favor. That's you're removing a step of the money laundering process for him.
So. Yeah. Got to launder all this money by buying Cheetos and some more video games.
Yeah.
I might have told this story already, but my friend, he'll remain nameless because he's a police officer now. He's actually a sheriff.
But name him.
We thought it'd be awesome if we like if we sold weed. So we bought a quarter pound off of this guy, and it's like one of the star fucking football players at my high school. And he came. My dad was gone every single weekend. Like from the time I was a sophomore till the time I graduated high school, he was gone every weekend to his girlfriend's house, which is probably like I don't know an hour away from where we lived. Right, so he would leave Friday. Come back Sunday afternoon. So I had like full reign. And you know, at that time I was like, you know, I was driving and I had a job and shit like that, but I always had the house to myself on the weekends. And so I remember he brought it over and we were like breaking it apart. We had like the little teeny fucking Ziploc bags and we ended up smoking the majority of it.
Welcome to the first time anybody sells weed.
And that was the last time. That was pretty much
it. What a week.
You got to test it and make sure it's the good shit, right?
Oh, yeah, we tested it. We tested it. It was fucking gone. Well, there's the thing is like when you're a teenager, you open your big fat mouth and you say, oh, I have a quarter pound of weed. And then everybody wants your weed. And then next thing you know,
you want to be the life of the party. You got to pull out your gat.
I remember one of my buddies in high school, he bought weed from, like, you ever buy a High Times magazine? And they have, like, the legal weeds.
Yeah,
all that shit. So he bought, he's like, yeah, man, it's like $180 worth. It's going to be awesome, whatever. This fucking bag came, and I'll never. He was so proud. He pulled it out of his trunk of his car in the parking lot, and he's like, look at this. And I remember we were looking at it, and I can't remember what the guy's name was, but one of our other buddies was there. He's like, yo, man, my sister puts that shit in her hamster cage, and it really looked like hamster cage shit. I don't know how else to describe it. It was disgusting. I mean, naturally, we did smoke it. Actually, we tried to smoke it.
Of course. Otherwise, it's a waste of money.
Yeah.
It wasn't my money.
I only ever purchased shrooms. Like, weed was around, but I was like, it was just there.
That's
like shrooms was different territory.
That's a whole nother story. I bought shrooms from this girl that I worked with. She was a real fucking. I was working at Ruby Tuesdays at the time, and she was like a real stoner. But she was cute. You know what I mean? But she was like, if she wasn't so stoned all the time,
yeah,
she would have been really cute. And she came over to the house, and so she gave me the shrooms, and she was like, hey, you mind if I get changed here? I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. And so she just fucking got undressed right in front of me in my foyer. Yeah. It's like, we it's have
free love, dude.
We have,
yeah.
Well, in hindsight,
we do that all the time here.
But I wasn't.
Yeah, no, you
dropped the ball.
I really totally did drop the ball. Yeah, I totally.
She
dropped
literally.
You didn't fuck forever.
You could have fucked forever and you lost it.
Especially on shrooms, I would have fucked forever.
Dude, you never fucked a drug dealer.
No.
Worst decision you can ever make.
Oh my God.
And he never called me back after that. It was
yep.
It was really weird.
I was scrolling.
Just wasn't to say.
I was scrolling through my Instagram feed and they have this key. And they're like, oh, it's a utility key. And then you twist it sideways and it turns into a little bulb. Like, what the fuck is this shit?
I used to love seeing all those, like the highlighters or
I guess saw a pair of sunglasses on like Facebook the other day.
What? Like, you could smoke it.
Smoke out of your sunglasses?
Yeah.
Like pretty soon, Apple's going to be like, hey, check out this new app.
And hits it.
The eyeball.
Smoke your phone. Yeah,
the eyeball. Yeah. I would not be surprised if that was the thing already. At least a phone case.
Hey, you got to think like within that, and like, you know, hopefully within the next 10 years, it will be legal in most places. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that shit's going to, like, you know,
be able not to matter
out of anything. Yeah. Well, no, like, you know, you smoke out of a key now, but you'll be smoking out of fucking anything. They'll make anything into a bowl and sell it.
I don't know. I got to tell you, after not smoking and just using this vape for so long, it's I don't think I can smoke the way that I used to anymore. It's just you stink. You know what I mean? Like, no matter how you want to slice it, and you just smell.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
It's fucking gross.
I couldn't imagine smoking, period. Now. It is funny, though, after you quit. I mean, I'm talking about, like, cigarettes, but, like, after you quit, and, like, I could smell it, like, three cars ahead of me. You know what I mean?
I was actually thinking of cigarette smoke when you were talking about what smells you could have forever. Like, you can smell that shit. Once you're a smoker, you're always a smoker, mm-hmm. even when you quit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was funny, like, thinking back to, like, when my wife and I, like, before we were married and, you know, we'd smoke in our apartment, you know, and then, like, our parents would come and we'd fucking spray all this shit, like, oh, yeah, it smells good. And, like, you know, they walked in and they were like, what the fuck?
It smells like Febreze and cigarettes in this motherfucker.
We just walked into an ashtray.
No one might have met.
Oh, my gosh.
When I lived with my roommates, actually, you guys know, Angry Hobo, we play with him sometimes online.
Yeah.
So he used to be one of my roommates, him and two other guys, actually. We had a whole big house, and the rule was you could only smoke in your room. Don't smoke in the common areas, even though all of us smoked butts. And it was like, I never smoked actually in my room, though. It was that was disgusting. But, I mean, it's their house too, right? I couldn't make them stop. But that was, like, it was the stupidest rule when you think about it. Even think about, like, smoking sections in restaurants. You guys remember that shit?
Oh, yeah.
I missed that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Smoking or non-smoking?
Like, what's the difference? Like, I remember going on airplanes with my dad, you know?
See, I remember those smoking areas fondly, though, because by the time they stopped, I was like, oh, well, that sucks. But I used to, you know, 16, rolling out to the Denny's, sitting there till 4 in the morning with a coffee and a plate of fries for, like, 6 people.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's a miraculous thing about Vegas, though, is you're in those casinos and people are smoking everywhere and you can't really smell it.
Well, the ventilation in those places is like ridiculous. Plus, they're pumping in oxygen to keep you wired and happy all night.
So have you guys all been to Vegas?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, nope. I have.
So every time I walk past a Baccarat table, I'm just like, man, I want to know what the fuck is going on here. I want to sit down and play with these cats.
Bon Le Mans. And you're like, what the hell did he just say?
Excuse me. I hope you fuck forever.
We were there on New Year's Eve, and I was sitting at the roulette table, and the Baccarat table is right next to me, and I was just so fucked up just watching them play Baccarat, trying to understand the game.
It's so hard
when they're not speaking English either. You're just like, the fuck is happening?
We sat at that roulette table with like $20 each for 2 hours too. It was insane.
And then I went up to like $300. We were like, let's take a break and smoke a joint. And then we did, and we came back, and then I lost all that money in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Who has legal gambling in their state?
We have it.
I do.
Well,
Horseshoe sucks though.
Do you have table games? Like legal table games?
We have two.
Yeah.
Dan, why would you
go to a casino where they charge you for alcohol?
Do they have it in California, Jay? Like
Indian casinos.
The Indian casinos.
Yeah.
What about in Colorado?
Well, for Dan, it's only on the river, right?
No. Like there's race, you can have horse race tracks that have on-site gambling.
I'm going to skip asking Baroque anything if they have anything like that.
No, they don't. But I'm also only 6 hours from Vegas.
Yeah.
Or I'm 90 minutes away from the Nevada border to Wendover. So, you know, if I really want to gamble, it's just a road trip.
It really has to be like a depressing town, though, right? Like some little fucking town to go there. And
Wendover is extreme. You can
penny
tell
slots.
It's you roll in and it's like they have one big casino.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know who the hell lives there because like there's no houses.
Yeah.
It's like heads or tails.
One thing I was going like, to here
too. What number am I thinking of? 7. Yeah. Nope, you're wrong, sir.
Now, so Vegas has like bait. Slot machines in the gas stations and shit like that, and that's what I was picturing. You just drive down to the 7-Eleven.
That is how Nevada actually is. You can roll through anywhere. Uh-huh. Every single gas station has at least a slot machine.
What's your game of choice? Like, what games do you guys like to play? I like playing roulette.
Yeah, roulette. Yeah,
roulette.
It feels like you have the best chance of winning, and you don't have to learn anything to play it.
Oh, for sure.
I play blackjack.
Yeah, I like blackjack, as well.
I can't afford blackjack. I'm not like $20 a hand. I'm like, go fuck yourself. No.
You play the $5 table.
If we were playing,
yeah, you got to go downtown, man. Go to the shitty table.
Ooh, if I always go downtown.
Bunch of low roller.
This guy. My wife. It's the funniest thing. I have gone to a casino. I have started playing. I win a bunch of money. I give my wife not only the money I came with, but like double that. And then I'll keep playing. And then she came back and was like, well, why didn't you leave when you had more money? I'm like, because I was winning. That was my money I was allowed to lose because it was beyond what we came with.
Yeah, you got to go in there expecting that money to be gone.
Yep.
Yeah, when I always like,
what's an acceptable loss, basically?
So I lived in Vegas for like 2 years, right? And my actual game of choice was just going to the bar and playing video poker, and they'd comp your drinks as you went. So you'd spend $20 like you would for drinks, and you'd get to gamble too, kind of, you know. You might get one drink comped, but you'd only lose $20 total. But sometimes you'd win. It was like a much more chill experience just hanging out in an actual bar instead of the casinos.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. All right, so the Strip or Fremont, which one would you rather go to?
For what? To gamble or to be entertained?
Both. Mm. There's both at both.
Yeah, but if you're trying to gamble, you're going to be on the Strip. If you're like Fremont's more for like the experience.
Is a Gold Rush on Fremont?
Yes.
Yeah, that's like the only big one. I like those hole in the wall ones though. They're cool.
We never got. I went out there. I went out there for work like. Was it like 2 or 3 years ago now? And we, we ended up staying at like, I don't know, we were at like the fucking JW Marriott, like 7 miles outside of town or some shit like that. I mean, it was a casino, but it was like way off the Strip. And we didn't even fucking like go on the Strip. I mean, we went into, what did we do? Like our kind of like going out night is they bust everybody to the Palms, and then we went up to the Ghost Bar, and they had like completely rented that out, and they had like these two like dueling piano players there and a buffet. And
the
and
Palms
stuff like that.
Is like a mile off the Strip anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So we could see, I mean, what was awesome, like that bar was amazing because it's all the way up top and you could see everything, and it was like a nice cool night, and that was pretty fun, but I wish we would have. I mean, there's no way in hell they would have just let us have free roam. They like want to keep all 500 people in the same spot and then bus them back.
Oh, you know? Yeah, they would have lost everybody. But
it was kind of disappointing to go all the way out to Vegas and not like see the Strip.
Strip's wild.
Where is everybody? They said they were going to go get a drink.
Yeah,
that was 4 hours ago though. So
and you know what?
I get concerned.
An amazing thing happened while I was there, and I missed it by fucking 5 minutes. Like, me and my buddies were like, all right, we're ready to leave. So we'd, like, make our way all the way downstairs to go get on the bus because the buses were, like, doing a loop. And we get down there, and somebody's like, oh, my God, you guys just missed it. Fucking Carrot Top and Nicolas Cage were hanging out in the lobby at the bottom. somebody got their picture taken with them. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, how awesome would it be, like, to get your picture taken with Carrot Top and Nicolas Cage?
All right.
There's Carrot Top ads all over the place when I was down there. Also, when we were walking around on the Strip, almost punched the fuck out of a mime.
I would support that.
Okay. He was
magicians.
We walked past him, and I was just kind of like, oh, whatever, he's doing your mime thing. And then apparently he had like crept up behind me doing the like fucking whatever, just like creeping behind me. And I like saw him out of my periphery and fucking screamed and like cocked back like I was ready to knock him out. It's like, ah! And then he amazingly stayed in character, just jumped back and was like, oh no. It's hard to do mime things on a podcast. It's hard to do mime things on podcasts.
Worst mime ever.
Worst mime.
I think my best experience on the strip when I was living there was during the Pokemon Go craze. So for my 30th birthday, my godbrother and I just like walked the strip and caught Pokemon. And they were
bugged people who were trying to catch Pokemon.
Sir, actually, once there. Dude, the Pokemon Go craze was insane in Vegas. Everywhere.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because like, it went off of that one engine, right? The
Niantic
game.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it went off that. So every point of interest was like a Pokemon Center. I'm sure like there were streets that just looked fucking insane.
Yeah, playing around here wasn't as fun. It was like the gym was the Wawa down the street from my house.
Yeah.
Oh, and the bar I hung out with was a Pokemon gym.
Yeah.
So
church party do it.
I'm going to go work out.
Church parking lots in my neck of the woods really started seeing more attendance.
Oh, but there was like a Pokemon Go event meetup thing at Sunset Park, which is like the giant park in Vegas, and there were thousands of people there. It was insane. Yeah. Just like you'd hear someone yell, "Oh, there's a whatever over here," and then it just mobs of people would go sprinting. It was an Alakazam, the one that I remember most fondly. Someone found an Alakazam and just like hundreds of people went sprinting towards that area to try and catch this thing. It was ridiculous. The game crashed a couple times.
Do you still play it?
Occasionally.
I mean, well, I'm not like accusing you of anything. You're not like fucking hide shit from me. Well, Jesus Christ.
They updated it so it'll run in the background without being open finally. So I just have it going at all times.
That helps a lot.
So Pokemon
every day, every other day.
Adventure Sync. Come on, guys. I thought you played this game.
Yeah. It's great.
I love it because they had those eggs you had to like walk to hatch.
That's what they did. They made it interesting. So now it just counts your walking when it's not on.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to like drain my battery. Like, all right, it's been a half hour. I have 2%.
Oh, really? That's pretty.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get back into it. Maybe I'll give it another shot.
While you're disc golfing.
I discovered on my route.
Oh, dude. Go ahead, Elmer.
No, you're good.
No. What did you discover on your route?
So as long as you're staying like under a speed limit.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, you suck
it'll disconnect. So on my mail route, I discovered on my route it would work. So I just set it on the dash of my mail truck and just deliver mail all day.
Under the magic number is 17 miles an hour, by the way.
I'm so good at this game.
Yeah, because they want you to be able to ride a bike.
I walked 278 miles this week. Suck it, game.
Screenshot send to my wife. I am bettering myself. See?
Oh, my God. Oh, if awesome. You had the same, like, workout incentive program that we have at our work, you would make a killing. They give you money into your HSA for just like being healthy. There's a way to track it, and your phone is one of them. So.
Yeah, I would like get money taken out of my paycheck. They'd be like, "Nope, you're unhealthy as hell. You owe us money, sir. You owe us money."
My son said to me tonight, when we were like laying in bed, he goes, "Dad, what's in your belly? What is that? Is it water?"
You're like, go the fuck to sleep.
Like, yeah, it's water, God, buddy. That's you shouldn't drink as much. But yeah, disc golf. So I took a couple steps this week, and I actually won. I signed up. I joined the PDGA. The Professional Disc Golf Association. I'm not a professional. Anybody could join up. Basically,
I'm familiar.
It goes towards like
professional is in air
growing
quotes.
The sport.
Yeah.
But yeah, you get like you get some cool stuff with it. You get a member number that's like yours for life, and so by doing so, it'll like track your progress as you do like tournaments and stuff like that, and you could like get a rating and see how you're doing. And then I also I stepped out of my comfort zone a little bit, and I signed up for a tournament for this Saturday. Ooh. And I know nobody that is going to be there, but I don't know. I feel like I want to get out there. I don't really know anybody that plays, and like none of my friends play. And it's kind of weird, like in Philadelphia, I don't know. For me, like I thought that there would be more places around here than there are. Like in Delaware, it's fucking littered with disc golf places. Like when I lived there and when I first started playing when I was in college, there were a lot of places and we'd go to different places all the time. We'd play all fucking day. But here there's like, there's not a lot of places. Like there's one place in Fairmount Park in the city and then kind of everything else is pretty, is maybe like 40, 45 minutes away. Except for this other place, I found this 9-hole course, maybe a half an hour from my home. And I've been kind of, if I'm out that way, I'll stop there on my way home and play around out there.
45 minutes?
Yeah. Well, it's a half an hour from me.
No, to play.
Oh, to play. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm playing by myself too. So I'm like, eh, that's a gimme. And then like, you know, like rolling on. But I saw that they had a flyer there, for a tournament coming up in like a few weeks, but it's full already. But I was looking online. There's a bunch of different websites. There's one. It's like discgolfscene.com. That's a really good one because it'll tell you like, you know, you put in your zip code and it'll tell you like clubs and leagues and courses and everything that's in your area. And then there's disc golf course review. That'll bring up every course that is near you, and it actually has pictures of all the tees and all the whole like. What the course
so you like. Can plan out your smoke spot later. Yeah, that's exactly. How you're going to meet your exactly. The people you're playing with.
Hold that thought. But so anyway, so no, I've been playing and I was like, you know what, I want to get out there and, you know, like play with other people. Like there's a, like the one I've been going to every Sunday, they do this thing called tags. And so they have these tags and they're all numbered, you know, from one to let's just say 50. And then for $15, you get a tag. You get whatever is the next number in line, right? So I get number 50. Mm-hmm. So every Sunday they have tags at 10 o'clock in the morning. So I go out there, whoever has their tags, depending on how you do, if I do better than the person with the lowest number tag, then I take their tag. And so the tags kind of go down the line. So like on the Facebook group for the course, it's like, this guy's like, just want to let everybody know, number one tag is going to be out there this weekend. So if you want to try and come and get it, then everybody goes out there and you play around and whoever does the best gets the number one tag and, you know, on down the line. So that's pretty cool. And then they have like leagues and stuff like that. But for the tournaments are kind of neat because a lot of the times they're sponsored by, they'll have like player packs. So let's just say, you know, there is a, there's a trilogy tournament that's going around. And so the trilogy is there's three disc golf companies. One is Dynamic Disc, Latitude 64, and then Westside Disc. And they're all kind of like, they're all separate companies, but they all use the same person to make their plastic, but they all have different discs, right? So when you go out there, every person that signs up for the tournament gets, three discs, a driver, a mid range, and a putter. That is one of their discs, and usually maybe it's something that they want people to try out or whatever, but it gets them out there. So for $40, you get three discs, which basically like a disc could be anywhere between like $15 and $20. Yeah. So right there, you're already getting your money back just in plastic. But then you get a t-shirt, and then they have like, you know, closest to the pin, you know, an ace pot for anybody that gets like a hole in one. So anyway, I couldn't make it to that one. Oh, that one was full, but I found one that's like, I don't know, 45, 50 minutes away, but there wasn't a lot of people in it. And that was the thing that I liked, and that the skill levels that were there, it was all people that were either there like amateur to like recreational, which is kind of what I, you know, chose to play as, like very low rating, you know, just so I can, you know, it's 36 holes, you know, it's two rounds in one day and go out there and play and get some discs. Actually, this one was pretty cool. They gave you a list of all these discs and then you could pick two out of them. And it was only like $20 for me to sign up. But you know, I gave like an extra $10 to the course, you know, as a donation and stuff like that. So I'll be out there all day, you know, maybe I'll meet some people that I can play with regularly and, you know, just kind of get out there and get involved in something. You know what I mean? Like it's,
yeah,
I don't know. It feels good.
For sure.
Sorry. I know I kind of went on.
Awesome.
Rant about that, but
no, that's incredible, dude.
You're making me want to get back out there.
I'm telling you, dude, it's fun. I mean, and I miss playing with other people, and that's the thing. You know, I'm out there during the day, and there's like hard. You know, maybe I might pass by somebody, but you know, it's kind of like it's all walks of life of people that are out there. You know, yes, they're the people that are out there, you know, and they're, you know, pull off to the side, you know, to smoke a joint or, you know, whatever. But then the other day when I was leaving, this guy pulled up and he was in a Volvo. And he got out and he was in a suit and tie and he was in a Volvo station. When I opened it up, got his diss out, got in the back of his truck, in the back of his SUV, and changed out of his suit into shorts and a t-shirt and got his discount and just fucking went out there all by himself. Yeah, he was
completely naked.
Yeah, I saw his balls a little bit. I said, hey, do you need this pro manscape?
Did he slam him up against the glass?
He did. And he gave me some NHO, a little nut hanging out. And I kind of like that. And I licked
Why do you have those paper bags?
I licked the glass a little bit. But when you're talking about smoking, Steve, there's like a whole big thing about how. So this past weekend was the San Francisco Open. And it was the first PDGA sanctioned event to actually have a cannabis company as a sponsor, as like the main sponsor.
Wow, that's awesome. That makes so much sense too, because it's like the stoner sport. You do pull off to smoke a joint and when you have a tea in the woods or something, you know.
But that's
how you get to know your neighbors.
I had
a buddy named Rob for years. I lived with him for like 2-3 years when I was up in Muncie, and he was like an assistant professor. But he was just living with a bunch of band scumbags for a couple of years. And like, I'll never forget. We came home from like a weekend tour or something. And he set up one of the, like, the holes or the traps in the living room.
Yeah.
Yeah. The baskets. He set one up in the living room. He goes, hey, watch this. And he threw it. And it missed the basket completely. It
went through your window.
And it like dinged the wall, and so plaster fell out because it was like an old ass house. Yeah. And I was like, that's fucking neat. Can we not?
Cool trick. Wow.
Oh, I got
this. Love it. Yeah, we should just like we'd all have koozies and then we'd drop our beers in there, just walk around drinking beer the whole time.
Yeah. Good times. Most of them in here in Ohio, we've got basically a disc golf course at every state park. So there's a ton around. It's pretty nice.
There's probably like, I don't know, 5 or 6 within 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So take that, Justin.
Yeah.
We got a lot.
Yeah, it'd be nice. And, you know, it's actually, I've been thinking like we have like a lot of parks in my town, you know, and I was like, I wonder what it would take to, like, write a letter to somebody to say, hey, like, put a fucking course out here. Like, you have plenty of space to do it. It'll only bring more people, you know?
And then you can design it, Justin.
No.
Yeah. Yes, you could.
I'm just selfishly wanting one close to my house.
You could be the disc golf guy.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You could. And this could be your entire persona.
I'm awful.
Go out there with your utility belt.
Disc golf.
Get it going.
And actually, like, peek behind the
disc
curtain.
Golf.
I was watching a video on how to, like, a proper, you know, anyway. But I was watching, like, a tips video, and that's where I saw the ball deodorant pop. I was like, oh, that makes sense. You're probably out on the course. Your balls are nice and stinky. But, no, I mean.
Ball antiperspirant.
Yeah, no, I'm not good at all. But it's fun. And I just enjoy it, and
it is fun.
Something that's mine. Yeah.
You gonna get a cup for your house?
He already has one.
I have one in my backyard.
Wait, I feel like we talked about this. Never mind.
Yeah, dude. I go out, crack a beer, I grab a stack of putters, and just fucking stand like 20 feet away and just pitch them in, and my dog tries to eat them.
Money bags over here with a sack of putters.
Damn. Well, like, you know, a lot of my discs are old, but you know, I've got a disc guy, you know.
He's got a bunch of old discs.
I've got a dealer.
He's used to tossing an old disc.
I didn't
want to
hear about your old discs.
He deals me some plastic.
He's used to you know, just chucking it in a basket every once in a while.
You know. Dan, you're back on your podcast now. You've brought it back. How's that going?
It's going well. Yeah. I did one interview so far.
I saw that. Hey. I haven't had a chance to listen yet, but I'm very excited to to yeah. get in to get yeah. back into it.
It's good. For sure. It's one of those things. The past, like Steve has come on as a producer.
Yep. For slash the show. Producer.
I've done literally nothing so far.
But. He has done as much as I have lately for the show. yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's interesting trying to balance everything out. I'm figuring out new ways to record everything too. And, also try to maintain a life outside of just making content. Yep. I've been going out and seeing Sorry. Shows again, which has been super nice.
Hell yeah. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, the show's it's been pretty good. Pretty good so far, if I do say so myself, with one interview recorded.
Do you have like a bunch in the can, or are you doing
nope.
it? Because I know that's
nope.
how you did it before. Like, you had fucking
that's how I did it before, and it nearly killed me and ended my relationship with Jenny. So
yeah, don't
gonna,
do that.
We're gonna do this yeah, a let's little bit up. Differently.
Try something yeah, we're different. Gonna,
Yeah.
You know, so. it's funny as we kind of go through this, and you know, as we're you know winding things down here, and it's I go through like a range of emotions because I'm gonna miss it, you know what I mean? And I think like, oh man, yeah. like I'm not gonna be able to talk about stuff, you know, like if something's going on, I'm not gonna be able to like, oh well, I'll just write that down. I'll wait till Sunday or Monday night or whatever, and then talk about it. Like, I'll have no kind of outlet for it. And, you know, I haven't been on Twitter as much, and I don't, you know, share like personal stuff on there. You know what I mean? And I usually save that for all that oversharing for the show. but part of me is kind of excited not to have to think about it. You know what I mean? But, but yeah, on the same token, it's like, what if I have like some kind of silly idea, like, you know, recording I want to fuck forever, and then be like, oh, we gotta
contact
do this.
One of us and well, yeah put you yeah. on the show.
Well, Ben already said I can't be a guest on anybody's podcast after tonight.
Nope. So. Oh yeah, and we all did make that blood pact.
You guys did, right. sure. yeah. You yeah
also, I mean,
you all came on that
blood pact.
You all came on that.
Oh yeah,
and ate a piece, and it was really yeah. gross. Yeah.
We had a pre-show guest only.
Oh wait, hold on. It could also be a sperm pact.
Oh
yeah.
I'm down.
Beatles style.
Beatles style. Ooh, love
Beatles style.
Shout out to Boost. He couldn't be here tonight. He had something yeah. going on. And
Boost, our third guest we didn't know. I looked it up today. Yeah. I went Dan Buster Boost
yeah,
in rapid
yeah.
succession after we exhausted all the people we actually knew that would come on the show.
But what was he, episode 5 or 8 or something like that? It wasn't.
Boost was 11.
11? Oh, sure. Maybe I started listening at 8. Maybe that was what it was. But then I did go back and listen to the rest. Yeah, but anyway.
I apologize for the loss of time.
Yeah.
I love, like, the episode where it's like, you can hear everybody else, and then Steve's like, hey, guys, yeah, so anyway, welcome to Bailey and Destiny Show. Ben can't be here tonight. I'm editing the podcast. I'm like, oh, my God.
I've okay. gotten much better.
That was
a long time ago, but still,
I was
funny.
Vacation, and I remember like pulling up the live stream when they were doing it because it was the first one I was missing, and I was just like, "What the fuck is he doing?"
Were you recording? Was it off of your laptop? Is that what it was? It was catching
oh,
your other speaker. Yeah, it's like I did that like. I think I might have even done that like the first like few episodes before I realized that Audacity, and that was back when we recorded with Audacity, that it wasn't set. I had to set the mic. It didn't just recognize yeah. it because I was such a fucking noob. And I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, I didn't even have a real mic at that point. I think yeah. I was just using my laptop mic. I've upgraded quite a bit since then. For sure.
I forget what I had. I had like an Audio Technica or something like that. I paid like $10 for it on Amazon.
Toner.
I upgraded to the toner, and then this. And I gave the fucking toner to that piece of shit, and then he fucking
I know, fucking ungrateful piece of shit.
Yeah, I gave him the fucking toner, and then he was like, you know, well, I think that's for the best. Keep the fucking microphone. Just don't ever use one. It.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway,
yeah. Oh my god! Honestly, though, I kind of want to see that fucking movie. Not in like any kind of support, but just so like If we could have like a group,
this is what a group watch looks like.
A group watch of it together, and just tear it apart. I think that would be so much fun.
Well, it's double its views.
I'd rather watch Jurassic Park 3.
Which is a great fucking movie, by the way.
Yes, it is.
I fucking love all the Jurassic Park movies. Not afraid to say it. I'm not trying to impress a fucking 19-year-old.
The dinosaurs didn't look exactly how I wanted them to look, so this movie's bullshit.
Look, I mean, I don't watch movies to feel something. I watch movies because I want to have some fun.
Yeah. That's
sorry.
Right.
I'm, you know what? I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
I watch.
Hey, but dinosaurs are part of my childhood.
3 episodes left, man. Let it out.
I know. Yeah. The last episode's gonna be like, and fuck Jay, and fuck Jay, and fuck Dan can kiss my ass.
I hope so. Oh my god.
So it's like, if you have hate in your heart, let it out.
Dude, I even the thought about like cracking the mic open that night, and I start to get a little teary eyed. It's like I can't even think about it. I can't even think. But it, like I was saying, but
on Endgame.
Yeah, on the same token though, it will be nice to not have to think about it and not have to do any of that. So at least for
a week or two.
Yeah.
It's a tough life balance thing.
Yeah. It's like
when you're making stuff.
Yeah.
And
should release a 151 and it's just the original Side Quest Sunday with you on it, Justin.
Oh shit!
Yeah, that's a deep cut. Legendary
episode.
The legendary episode.
The shitty one that nobody ever got to hear. No. We don't talk about that one.
Where we go dark real quick.
Oh shit! It's like Dan's like, tell me about your childhood. Oh fuck! Where do I begin?
Oh, let me tell you about the nightmare situation I was in.
Yeah, let me tell you about my Uncle Jerry.
Really friendly. God.
Thank God the baby was crying that night and I had to leave. Dan was probably like,
Dan
had
boy,
to idle the knives in his house after that conversation.
He's like, what's the matter? And I was like, well, I just witnessed a war crime in an interview. It was weird.
Once you get
I kind of get that a little bit.
Get my head. There's no going.
Doing lit lore, I discovered there's a lot more politics in the lore community than I expected. That podcast was edited heavily. And I'm going to say a blanket statement. Almost everyone talked shit about something.
About like other lore podcasts?
About just like
anybody?
Just talked shit, yeah.
Well, it's because they're fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
I know, they're all drunk.
Masters just... talking shit.
You know what I have to say?
And another.
Now, Varys. Game of Thrones. Okay.
Fucking cock.
Well, yeah, he is.
I mean, is that. That's not really talking shit.
Sorry, allegedly.
True.
You know what? I met him in real life. He was a lovely guy. He gave me a lift.
A lift? With a Y?
Yeah, I was all cool with him until like he started like spouting out.
Yeah, Baroque, come on, this isn't the place for all this.
Using his own logic, and then he's like, "No, I can't talk about this. I've been doing it all day," and it's like, "Yeah, because I used exactly what you just said to prove that you're an idiot."
Oh boy. Here we go. So,
you know what else? Fuck this person.
Speaking of fucking forever, I haven't fucked in forever.
Thanks to this podcast and these sponsors.
Bonera, gamer subs.
Hey, actually, I'm back, by the way. The baby shit out of her diaper, and I had to change her undershirt and her pajama. So I got that going for me. But before I left,
yeah.
Baby snuggles, right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Keep a little in your pocket. Save it for later.
I was actually inspired, and I looked up how to play Baccarat. Basically,
Stu.
Are we gonna learn something?
You got it.
Let's do it.
3 episodes left.
All right. That's
my favorite segment
just
ever.
Find it.
Well, it's not going to be like the old ones. Because this is actually going to be useful information.
We're still learning.
We're not talking about, you know...
The Indiana tube sock, which I will remember fondly. I think that might have been Dan's first appearance on the show.
Was it the tube sock or the bullwhip?
No, the Indiana tube sock.
What was the Indiana tube sock?
Where you shit in a sock and hit somebody with it. The listing was unclear if it was a sexual thing or not, but I mean, whatever floats your boat.
Why not both?
What was the Akron one?
Yeah, do you remember?
I think when you look up Akron on Urban Dictionary, it just said no. That's all it
said. It's like, no. Why? Stu? Where are Stu? I really want to know. I just found all the doo-doo Dan. I'm looking for the... Hold on, here we go.
Do you guys want to learn how to play Baccarat or not?
I do. Facts.
Boost has got some fun facts. Oh, yeah.
Yikes. Fun fact. You want
to
hear
I'm
it?
Trying to find your fucking intro song.
Here, I don't even know if I have it anymore. It's probably in the Google Drive. I'd play it from my phone, but my phone's...
It's in here, but I just don't know where it is. Hold on. I'll play something else.
Well, let's play something else.
Fuck, man.
It's not the same. It's not the same. We've been vamping pretty well, too.
I know. You guys are doing... Oh, never mind. Here it is. Do you hear it? Because I don't.
No, I don't hear nothing.
No. Oh, say, hold on.
Brought to you by the flock.
Oh, there it is. All right. So this is a departure from the old style, because we're actually going to learn something useful here. How to play Baccarat. Basically, you just sit down at a table. The other players at the table either bet the player side or the dealer side or a tie. Cards 1 through 9 are worth face value, while a 10, jack, queen, king have no value. So what the dealer does is deals 2 cards to the player and to the dealer. And whichever hand is closest to 9 wins. So, let's say you got a 1 and a 6. That's a 7. Right? There's more rules here. Basically, where the hell are we here?
I have no
idea. If you have... So whichever hand...
No! Gary Clarkson!
Whichever hand at the closest to 9 is the winner. There's a lot more rules, actually. This was a badly thought-out plan. There's a lot of bullet points here.
This isn't as useful as you thought it was going to be.
What if you go over 9?
If you go over 9, see, this is where it gets confusing.
Your mother gets slapped. Because
then you add the two together, and you drop the 1 or 2 to get the
Your
value.
Mother's a whore, Trebek. Oh,
okay, so like if it was like 13, it would be a 3.
If you get a 7 and a 9, it adds up to 16, so you drop the 1, it's a 6.
Okay.
Oh.
If the player or the banker get 8 or 9, you have to stand. If the player gets 5 or less, then you receive another card. Otherwise,
like literally stand up from seating?
Yes.
Seated?
Yes, that is right.
Really?
Literally stand. No, you stand as in you don't get another card.
Sit down, sir.
I wonder how often people actually stand up.
All the fucking time, because this would be... I can see how this gets really fucking crazy, because so everybody's around the table.
This is the Nike get hype moment.
Yeah, everybody around the table like bets on either the player or the dealer. So everybody has a stake in it, and you're watching this unfold. So when I said like literally you just sit at the table... The dealer has to do certain actions based on what you have. You don't have a choice to say, I don't want any more. You know, give me another card or I'm done. The dealer has to do it based on what you have. So that's pretty cool.
I love this. I'm just going to start going to Baccarat tables and just being like, all right, got player. Whoa, did we win?
Well, it's weird because if you bet on the player and he wins, you get double what you bet. But if you bet on the banker, you get 95% of what you bet back. Or if you bet a tie, it pays out 8-1.
A tie?
You can bet a tie.
Interesting.
So I guess if they both get 8 or 9, because they have to stand. So
that's ridiculous.
So as the player, you're also betting either on yourself or on the dealer?
It doesn't clarify that, but I can't imagine you could bet on the dealer if you're the
player. How many of the players have to be on meth?
Yeah.
No, meth isn't the game for the meth isn't the game for this.
No, this is shit tons of cigarettes.
Yeah. Oh boy. Cigarettes and Coke, for sure.
This is a martini shaken, not stirred.
Mm.
That was awesome.
That was amazing. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, there's something that I've been forgetting to do for a few weeks now. Not forgetting, but one time I had to put it off. A couple times I forgot. And that is Scum Desk Corner. Oh. So I am going to regale everybody with a few of these, I think. Let me see. We may have heard this one, but I'm just going to fucking play it anyway.
All right.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello, and welcome to Scum Desk Corner. Every time I have a shower, it seems that my flannel seems to be still wet. So I do believe that Heidi's kids are using my flannel to wash themselves. The only trouble is, though, the last thing I wash is my asshole with my flannel. So I'm just hoping that they wash their face first. 10-0. See you later. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah. We've heard that one before. It's just as good as the first time.
Still good.
Totally, yep, all right. Totally good listening.
That shit never gets old.
Here's another.
Hello, and welcome to Scum Desk Corner. Today, I shit in my pants in a cemetery. I put grass around all the graves. So I thought, oh, I had a really spicy paella the night before. So I thought I'd do a fart. And I actually followed through in my scats. So I'm running through the... I'm running through the cemetery with really undulating ground. The toilet was miles away. So by the time I got to the toilet, I pulled my scats down and it was everywhere. It was all over my cheeks and my back and everything. So I cleaned myself up and I had to throw my pants in the cemetery fucking bin. I don't know what to say. So I let out.
I don't know what to say.
Like how he says,
can I tell you a story?
She's like, I had a spicy paella.
I had a spicy
absolutely,
paella.
Dan.
Okay, so working at a public library, you see some weird shit.
Literally shit.
One of the things... So, I don't know how this person walked out of the library without any pants. But I will tell you where they left the pants that they defecated in. They were short shorts, like Ooh. Daisy Dukes.
Nice.
That they shit in, and they stuck it behind the copier.
Oh. No,
that's a plan. Somebody brought that in.
There were computers by the copier. This is at the old place that I was working, and nobody would sit there. And we were like, "What's going on?" It was just the worst smell.
That was just Jenny being pissed off at you from the night before. She brought him in.
Like, there was that time, and then the time that I'm pretty sure it was somebody on some pretty heavy opiates. But we called them the bear because their turd came out like a football. Would not flush.
Oh my god, that reminds me of something.
Why do we have so many poop stories from a library?
Oh my god.
Dude, it's a public place and everybody thinks they're safe there. They are not.
That sounds like a Gary Marshall movie. Poop stories from a library. Coming this fall. It's like every little thing she does is magically. Never mind.
There's somebody that we called the spider monkey. There's somebody that we called the spider monkey because it seemed like they would climb up on the sides of the stall and just free hang it.
That's the most sanitary way, so bad, really, no. If you think about it. That you're not touching the toilet.
You're not touching anything but the stall, my dude.
You just got to watch out for that backsplash. That's going to come apart.
No, I mean, not the way they did it.
One, two, release.
Yes.
So, hold on, I'm putting in this picture real quick.
There was a time that somebody, so the library that I work at now, it's an old Carnegie, and it only has one bathroom.
I hope and I sent this to the right conversation.
Somebody shit in the floor. Somebody shit on the floor. Nobody, that bathroom had been gone into and out of several times and nobody said anything until a guy was like, hey, do you have a plastic bag? Okay, sure. Why? He goes, my son was using the restroom and he stepped in someone else's feces and I'm just going to put the bag around his shoe until we can get home and clean it off.
Sorry, we're burning that shoe as soon as possibly with my kid's foot in it.
Never saw that kid or that shit again.
Your gigantic poop reminded me of this.
This is incredible.
This story that S-Razor put.
The slightly not safe for work.
So this high school, let me describe for the listeners. So part of a senior prank is that these people, these kids took a 3-foot dildo. And when, it is like as long as like your fucking arm.
It's a comedy dildo.
It is massive.
Yeah.
And they glued it to the floor of the school, and then they lubed up the outside of it. So when you go try and remove it, you just slide right off. And it is just...
Security guards jacking it. Yeah.
It's fucking huge. Oh, my God. That's amazing. Oh, shit. I can't... Hold on. I'm stuck on this screen. I can't get back to you guys. I can't see your faces. All I can see is this massive dildo. Oh, my God. I hope my screen isn't locked like this for... Okay. That could have been
embarrassing. Hey, Susan, we got this off the floor and haven't seen it since.
Hey, Kathy, where did that evidence go? I don't know.
Where are you living?
That's like Kurt Meanwhile, Brown.
Her mouth is all stretched out.
I don't know if you know anything. It's been working like a week. I don't know if you know anything about the comedian Kurt Brownler, but he has a joke about
heard of him, yeah.
Going to get a comedy dildo at a sex shop, and so he like it was huge, and so it was double donger, and instead of keeping it in the package, he took it out and put it in his back pocket, just like free handed it. And he walked out and he tripped on his way leaving the store. And so he fell and he goes, imagine this man who looks like a giant baby falling. And so people were like, oh no, help this man. And then springing out of his back pocket is this double-sided dildo that like flops violently next to his head. And they're like, do not help this man.
Sounds like Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
I just put something in the chat. This is for you guys. You can watch this later. But when Adam Sandler was on SNL, they did this funny commercial for this thing called Rectix. I wish I would have thought of it. But it's the son, and he's talking with his dad. And the dad is Adam Sandler. He's like, yeah, dad. He's like, you know, I don't feel like I could perform as well as I used to. And he was like, oh, son, I found Rectix. And so he whips out this huge fucking pill. It's like 6 inches long and like 2 inches thick. And he's like, what do you do with that? He was like, well, I insert it in my... He was like, how do you...
It's a great story.
And then he...
And the world will never know.
That's
the best part. They'll never know how he put it in there.
Never mind.
That was like the worst timing ever.
Yeah, right.
Well, how best. Do you...
Oh, what did I cut out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck.
It was a classic when Stu was like, the best part is...
To me, I'm like, man, that's a really fucking dick thing to say. I'm telling this whole story. Anyway, go fucking watch it. It's funny. Boy. Shit. Oh, I have another scum death. Doesn't end there, people.
Oh, my.
Hello, and welcome to Scum Death's Corner. I've come across a problem. I'm out with the dogs, and I've got a really itchy chocolate starfish. I don't know whether to taint the finger or wait till I get home, but I'm going to be about another hour, yeah? Shall I ride it out or what? I don't know what to do, lads. Help me out. What would you do in this situation? Cheers, guys. Scum Death out. Goodbye.
Ooh, questions for the show.
Chocolate starfish. Man.
Itchy.
Scratch it.
Now, he's got a yellow.
I'm totally scratching that. Remember?
We had this conversation previously. You just got a fart.
Yeah.
farted out.
You should say, man with stinky finger have itchy butthole.
It's true. That Confucius was a smart man.
Indeed.
Yeah. You just got to do like get your butt cheeks tight together and then fart. And then like the
chainsaw fart.
Yeah, the chainsaw fart will like, it'll make your butt cheeks clap together and in turn they scratch your butthole.
See, does anybody ever go take a shower and you just sit down? I'm done with it. Just sitting down.
No.
Oh,
sad sour.
That sounds fucking depressing, though.
Yeah. I got 2 young kids. If you ever fart while you have your butt sitting on the shower and it's all wet, that thing will clap and quite possibly injure you.
You know, actually, I wish maybe one of you guys knows, but like, why does it smell so much worse in the shower? Is it like the humidity in there? When you rip a nice one in the shower, it's just fucking... It's
that cloud allows the gas to just whip on through.
Like, that's what I'm thinking, right? It's the humidity or something. It, like, keeps it down, maybe?
Yeah.
Keeps it at nose level?
One time I was taking a shower with my aunt, and I shit in the bathtub.
My daughter literally shit in the bathtub yesterday.
I saw a video like this on Pornhub once.
Was this last Tuesday?
Could you send it to me?
I want to see if it's the same one I have. The home video.
She promised she wouldn't upload this.
I do have some questions here.
Scumdeath
wants to know, what's your favorite board game? I've been roped into playing something with the missus, and he's bored already. What's your favorite board game? Mine's Risk.
It's a good Risk. One.
My roommates and I, we used to take off, like, we would take off, like, 2 days in a row and just fucking play Risk.
Yeah, Risk, like, takes time, though.
Oh, yeah.
You need time to dedicate it to it. I mean, I don't know if it's my favorite, but we used to play Clue a lot with my sister and my stepmom. We used to play that a lot.
Yeah, Clue's a good one.
It's probably not my favorite, though. I don't know.
Like, I should buy that. I bet my kids would like it. I haven't played it in forever.
Yeah, dude.
That's a good call. I'm gonna write that down, dude.
I was trying to explain to my kids how to play Clue, like, when they first got it. It was maybe a couple years ago, so they're like 6 years old, and I was just like, "What don't you understand? You just cross it off the list, and whatever's left is who's."
Easy, dude.
I know. God, I'm the worst.
I'm gonna go with Legendary. It's a Marvel deck building card game thing.
It's not a board game. There's no board.
No, there is a board.
I'm bored. All right. Just, well, you're right. To
it. You're bored.
Hey. It's fun.
I don't know. I think Monopoly's the devil. I'll say that.
You think so? See, because if I had to pick a favorite, finished the game of Monopoly.
I like Monopoly.
I do like Monopoly, but it never
ruiner of friendships.
It's never ended well. Wow, there's always somebody who fucking cheats, steals $100. Maybe I'm just playing Monopoly with, like, really fucked up people.
That's probably the way of life, man.
God, my kids are horrible.
I mean, Mario Party's pretty bad with that, too.
Yeah, Mario Party's my favorite board game.
That's because that game, you get to the end, and all of a sudden, it's like, oh, and here's your last chance thing. Oh, you stole 3 stars.
Yeah, they're...
What the hell?
Still win every time.
Very, very strong.
What was the other game? It was kind of like Risk. Ah, shoot.
Axis and Allies.
Axis and Allies. Yeah, that was a good one.
That's a game that takes time because it's like
way more complicated, though.
It is, because you have to manage resources on top of, like, just, I have armies. It's like, no, now you have to buy tanks, fuel for the tanks. Like, point it. It was Risk to the next level.
Is Catan actually fun?
I was just about to ask that,
Ben. Stop it. Catan is not fun. Stop giving them money.
Hey, where else can you say the sentence, I need wood for my sheep so I can erect a road?
Nowhere else, because it's not fucking reality.
My favorite board game is Cones of Dunshire.
Oh, dude.
Oh.
I was just pulling that up because I was like, hey. I wonder if it's a real game. Like, I mean, like, if they ever made a game out of it, but you can get a t-shirt that says Cones of Dunshire. That's pretty much the same, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it were real, I'd be the Ledgerman.
I need to go back and watch that episode. All right.
Is that an Office reference?
Yes.
Risk is good.
No, it's Parks and Rec.
No, Parks and Rec. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
God, Risk is so good. That's the only one that I have on my phone. I have a board game on my phone.
It's Game of Life.
I like Scrabble.
Sorry.
Scrabble gets so intense when you play like Words with Friends and you know somebody's just fucking cheating.
They got the extra app.
Yeah, you're just like, dude, like the first time I saw somebody put like QA on there, I'm like, you fucking asshole, or like QI. Oh, I hate that. So.
Bitch.
Cheat?
I love my kids more than life itself, but they ruin more board games. Like,
oh my god,
this whole area of this whole shelving IKEA unit mm-hmm. I have back here is just filled with games that are missing multiple pieces, and for whatever reason, my fucking wife won't let me throw any of them away. So they all sit in here. We can't play anything because it's all missing like some essential piece to it.
Yeah.
Here's what you do.
Just chuck them piece by piece. Like every three days, throw away another piece.
No, make a game out of it. Be like, kids, we're going to take all these games. We're going to combine all these games and make a new game since you lost.
We're going to play the game of Monopasarlai.
We'll make our own cones of Dunshire.
You just take some of the Monopoly money in your hand. You walk out into the backyard and you just like let it slip.
It'll be like
the gate. And you walk back into the house and you grab some of those pieces from Clue. Walk back out there.
Just drop them.
Past the gate.
Mm-hmm. Just walking laps, you know, looking out for myself. Yeah.
That's what Andy Dufresne used to do.
Throw shit away
that.
At work. It's easy.
Yeah.
Not that I've done it.
You tape pieces underneath your discs and just.
You just fucking throw them and then leave the discs.
Just. Yep. They're old anyway.
Another question. From Scumdeath here. Says, what's the first thing you bought with your first ever work check? He says he can't remember because he's so old.
Weed.
Oh, man.
I bet it was a fresh pair of scats.
I think for me it was car insurance.
It was probably gasoline for my car.
As long as it wasn't gasoline for something else.
Don't lie. I mowed yards for PS2.
Mine probably went to like a burrito, you know, let's be honest.
I saved up for the first. I can't remember the first thing I bought. It was probably comics, but the first big thing I remember saving up for was Sega Game Gear from Sam's Club.
Was that a good purchase?
I only had a couple games, but
that thing was
it took like 10 fucking batteries. There was like 5 AA batteries on each side of that thing.
Okay. It was backlit though.
Well, it was color. It was also color. So So I did
but it
like
would heat that batteries and like, you know, like, all right, I played for a half hour, battery low. You're like, holy hell.
Yeah. I had Sonic and I think I had Sonic and some airplane game. I forget. But yeah, that was like my first big purchase before I started buying weed.
Yep. And that's all
my first time not eating on the dollar menu. I remember like we went to a restaurant. I think it was like McDonald's. My parents were like, you got to check. You don't need to eat off the dollar menu anymore. And I was like, there's a whole menu here. I sat there for like 5 minutes. Just, holy crap. I didn't know this was even here.
Big Mac,
other than water.
What is this? The cup is huge.
You mean they didn't make you stand outside and hold the cup by the rain gutter to fill it up?
No, I just filled it with my tears and just kind of rehydrated.
Easy, Bear Grylls.
Time to drink my own piss.
That reminds me of another story. No, I'm just kidding. That's where I draw the line.
What was the question?
What was the first thing you bought with your first paycheck?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, it was weed.
Yeah, I remember my first job. I made $10 an hour. It was under the table.
$10 an hour?
No, I mean $4 an hour. Sorry, $4 an hour.
Oh, it was cool. Filming his aunt while they were in the shower.
She's like, here, fart shit in the tub. I'm like, I can't. She's like, push harder.
My first job was like,
$10 an hour. We gotta upload this thing. I'm like, but YouTube doesn't come out for another 35 years.
I think my first job was like $5.85. Terrible.
My first job was $4.25 an hour.
Should have taken that 5 cent pay cut.
I worked all summer so I could buy a stereo for my car, and I got like that pull out one, you know, like the little handle flips out, and you're carrying the fucking lunchbox all over.
Because you don't want to leave it in the car; it's dangerous. Yeah, somebody's gonna steal it.
Right? Walking around like a D bag. Look at my stereo.
I remember my wife had in her car. I always had stock stereos in my car, but my wife, when I met her, she had you pressed a button and the face came off. And it would go in a little. It would go in a little fucking case. Days. She'd put it in her purse. What's your favorite moment playing Destiny?
Playing Vault of Glass with the guys that I went to college with before I met anyone in the Destiny community, because that was the first time I'd played. Like, you got to remember, I went the entire Xbox 360 generation without internet. So I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then we cheese the Templar off the ledge.
Nice. Nice.
I would say completing solo Shattered Throne. That was pretty fun.
All your favorite things by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. No friend. I don't get a lot of time to myself though. So it's
when I do my best work.
Yeah, I don't normally get a lot of time to myself when I play games anymore. So it's few and far between. That it's between that and like helping Drafty get Steve his first Leviathan clear.
That was amazing, by the way.
Steve, how did that feel?
Oh, it wasn't me. I know. So how did it feel to take our dad through a raid? Damn.
I remember shit talking you a lot. During that raid, it was great. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's okay.
I apologize. I apologize. I apologize to your dad for having both of you.
I was playing. That's how ruthless Dan is.
Yeah, I didn't even get invited, so.
You had to do the podcast.
I'm so sorry you had sons like this.
They could have been like real, like, contributing members to society, but instead you're raiding with me.
Oh man.
Good times. I think my favorite is the first time we participated in a stream charity event, and I think it was for Sundowners was the first one that we did. Mm-hmm. And
that sounds familiar.
And that's when we were doing all kinds of just fucking stupid shit. Like,
double inverted no land skeet shooting.
Yeah. I forget what map that was. Yeah. Double inverted.
So one with the man cannons, that thing. And like, basically it got to the point where no one moved because you couldn't figure out how to move.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. Just that whole night was fun. Just thinking up stupid shit and being dumb. And we were like the last people on, and I don't know. That was fun.
Yeah.
I think that was a stream where I won all those Legos off of you guys.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
I think that was your first one, yeah.
I think mine was when me and Ben beat Justin and Stu in private matches in D1 at the end. It was Comeback Kid style. Yeah, it was me and
Baroque.
You and Baroque? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Good times.
Stu's like, you never beat me.
I say we take it back to Asylum, boys. Let's do this again.
I don't, my Hunter, no, or fun. My Titan doesn't exist anymore on D1.
It got dropped. That's okay.
That was a fun stream, the Vault of Glass stream.
I don't have Destiny 1 anymore.
Oh, it wasn't like a charity delete or something?
It was a charity delete.
It was.
And Dan deleted his Hunter that night too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Everyone was just drunk and deleting characters.
I'm going to get rid of my Warlock.
Dan was smart, though. He took most of his guns. He
took his gear off,
And I did not
all of that. There's some shit that I'm missing. I had the scout rifle from Trials of Osiris, and that's gone forever. And there was a lot of gear left on that Hunter that I was like, oh shit, I should have moved that over.
I deleted a character too, but it's been so long since I booted up D1 on PS4 that I have no idea who it was. It definitely wasn't.
Yeah, that was a real low stakes game for you.
Yeah, I was like, hey, well, I still had a lot of shit on there, but
that was for charity too, right? We did a raid like Moon, and Sparrow Racing and deleted a bunch of characters.
Yeah,
good times.
Yep.
The first charity stream that we did, Steve, when we finished Leviathan, like at the buzzer for our time slot, was really awesome.
Oh yeah,
I was watching slash listening while I had to run out to the, I was watching at home, and yeah, because that was your first one, and I wanted to watch it, and my wife's like, oh, we need such and such, and I was like, shit. Out to the grocery store, and I had it playing in my pocket. I'm listening to you guys run the fucking raid, like while I'm walking around the grocery store. That was fun.
And Scott fun had me. To mute so he wouldn't swear too much.
Yeah. <It's fantastic. laughs> Like, we're just gonna completely take his voice away because there's no way he's not.
This isn't gonna end. We can't control him.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Let's see.
My favorite memory is the A team versus the not A team showdowns.
Oh my gosh, those were fun.
Those were way back, dude. That's good times.
That was way back, jeez.
I think one of my favorites is still, I set up on 100.io, so, you know, super far back, to do a Crota Flawless run, because I wanted to get the Flawless Raider. And the only person that showed up was Sracer. And me and him kept trying, and then everybody just kept joining the party. Going, hey, I'll join in. Hey, I'll help you do that. Hey, like,
that was me for sure on one of them. I was like, hey guys, you need a hand with this? And you're like, oh, god damn it. Well, we're halfway through.
Joining the party, but they'd actually just join in on the raid. And when they joined in, it would count as a death.
It counted as a death when you spawned.
Yeah,
it
counts as a death. Yeah,
you spawned in. So we'd have to restart. So we spent an hour and a half until we finally got six people. And then we ran through it like pretty quickly. But it was just like, we'd be going. Halfway through, we're doing good, and then somebody joined the party. Guardian down. I'm like, oh, God.
That's why you lock your party.
I think another thing that was really fun, too, is when we would when Dr. Lupo would reach out to us to do, like, stupid stuff on stream. I think it was, like, one of his first nights, like, on the front page of Twitch. And we were doing like it was
private
like,
matches.
We were doing private matches, and it was like all of us on the podcast versus him.
And it was light level. And, was when light level you could do light level enabled. So we had to lower ours. I think it was like 60 light levels, so we would be fair match against him. And that was stupid. So basically, it was him versus all of us.
And he won.
No,
we actually won.
No, he won. No, I thought he won.
He won a few, we won a few. It was back and forth, but I mean, it was one of those. But I mean, it was one of those, it's stupid fun because you think, yeah, I got him. And then, like, he'd snipe you across the map. You didn't even see him. And it's like, guys, I'm down.
It is crazy, like, when you, like, a skill gap like that, like, when you're playing against somebody, like, that's as good at video games as that guy is. And especially, like, those kind of video, like, D1 video games. Like, yes, he's amazing in Fortnite. And but, like, back then, like, the Trials train and all that stuff, like, you could really see that. I'm like, man, I fucking suck. I could barely even touch this guy. He's fucking dodging everywhere. And it's just on another level. But those were pretty fun, too. Those were good memories. Those are back when the podcast was hot, baby. It was like, podcast was on fire back then. D1 was good times. The D2 came out, I was like, boo.
But that was like the Destiny community as a whole, though. Like, D2 came out, and it was like the first month, and then it just, it died.
Yeah.
Kind of started to make a resurgence with Forsaken, and then it just kind of once again.
I say that, but I know that the listeners that we have, I mean, things have stayed, you know, pretty consistent for a while now. But I know that the listeners that we have and that stuck around even after, you know, people left Destiny and, you know, didn't want to listen to Destiny podcasts anymore. You know, the people that stuck around are all, like, incredibly awesome people and, you know, are a huge part of our community. And, you know, like, you know, it's crazy, though, because there's a lot of people that you don't know. And you think, like, well, why didn't these people ever reach out? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's kind of a weird thing. It's like, you see, like, I see these numbers every week. Or, like, you know, I know that I have listeners in fucking Ghana and you know, in like Chile and Argentina,
still?
And like,
do we still have that guy in Ghana?
No, not in Ghana. I think actually, yeah, no, not in Ghana.
That was but one like, of the most remarkable things to me.
Yeah, when, but there's when like we had there's people that listen all over the world, and like I think it would have been, I mean, it would have been awesome if people would have gotten in touch and say, hey, I'm from here. But I never wanted to do like, hey, where are you from? Because Destiny Reset already did that, and you know. I'm not one to steal anything from anybody else's show.
Are you looking at me?
No.
Yo, we still don't have a playlist, just so you know.
Yeah. Not for three more weeks? No, just kidding.
Yeah, same.
You guys don't need one. Like, you guys have defenders. You guys have amazing music like every single week. It's awesome. I mean, like the all the shit that NAR finds, and I guess like and people are reaching out to you guys now. Like, that's so cool. It's so cool. Yep.
We wanted to start a playlist that was all the bands that we've had on the show, but a lot of them are not on Spotify.
I forget who the band was. It was like a few weeks ago. You guys had like a shorter show and it was like about like 63 minutes. And I had the scan done right for my gallbladder. And I talked about it on the show, but the lady was like, okay, you have another hour. Like I was able to get up and walk around. She's like, you got another hour. So I was like, oh sweet. Bads is only like 63 minutes. And I was able to, like, you know, like, lay there and listen to the whole thing. And the band that week was really, really good. I forget who it was. I always forget to, like, look them up. I should do that. And like,
yeah. They're in the show notes always, so you can always go back and find them.
Yep. I was pretty stoked because the episode that dropped today, I was able to buy that album. So instead of, it's just like, oh, this one, it was $4.20. $4.20 for the album.
Oh, that
was awesome. It Cool Kids?
No, it was Riley.
No, I was asking Justin.
Yeah, it might have been. It might have been.
That hour, it's an hour and 4 minutes of a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds familiar. But I think it's been pretty cool like this past year. And I when we first started out, you know, it was all about like, oh, what guests can we get from the Destiny community? We need to get this person, reach out to this person, and then, you know, fill the show up. You know, every other week or every week with a different name from the Destiny community. And then that kind of like fell off, you know what I mean? And then stopped doing that. And I think it's really cool that like, you know, when you listen to like any of our shows, you know what I mean? And like you guys, Potato Thumbs and Jay and, you know, and just some Guardians or whatever, but it's like all everybody like on everybody's shows. And to me, like, I feel like that has been more interesting than listening to fucking, you know, Joe Schmo from wherever. And I mean, that's not to say that listening to that stuff is interesting, but for me, like having you guys on, and I like hearing about like Dan, like I love your show and there's a ton of people on there. Like, fucking Man at Arms. That guy is hysterical. And I would have never even known about that guy until he was on your show.
Yep.
He might even been like one of the last like new people that I even reached out to that I didn't know to say, hey, come on the show. But it has been like so much fun, like just the past year or whatever, just having our friends on, you know, and be able to talk and have a conversation. And I don't know, it kind of wore off being like, you never know what you're going to get. Cause we've had people that we've had on the show and it's like fucking pulling teeth. And it's, I don't know, it's always good having somebody from a podcast on and, you know, but I really enjoy your shows and, you know, I'm again, happy that you guys are able to be on here with us this week and.
Fuck yeah, dude. Wouldn't have missed it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. We love you guys.
Hold on. I do have some other, I think, Gator has a, would you rather for us? He says, work an easy job for someone else or work for yourself, but have to work really hard. Assuming the pay is equal and you love your job.
And work for someone else and have an easy job.
Easy job. Every day.
Yeah. I'm going to say for myself, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. If it's that was the key part is when you said you love what you do. I was like, all right.
Mm-hmm. What if it's for myself? What if it's a hand job?
Work.
Then
working for someone else. Work for somebody else, but you only jerk them a little bit.
All
work for yourself, but you really got to fucking pound it.
God, this is so easy.
It's over. It's an easy job, man. Easy job, easy job. Home.
Locking out.
All right. Agent H says, how did you parent your child finding out the imaginary gift givers weren't real for the first time? My daughter is fuming this weekend. Apparently the Easter Bunny messed up and left the packaging laying around the house. First of all, you posted this last Sunday. Easter was like weeks ago, dude. What are you doing?
He's celebrating Canadian Easter.
Oh, it's Canadian Easter.
It's a little bit different.
The concept of moms are a fiction.
I'm probably the only one who has kids old enough to have broken any news to them, unless Jay.
Yeah, my kids still they still believe everything's real.
So my son, who's 10,
he what?
Again, terrible timing.
Again.
Oh my god!
Damn it!
These cliffhangers are killing me.
I'm not losing you guys though. It's weird, and I'm like plugged in. I'm all land up here. But like Dylan, I think that he knows about Santa. Because he's
But not Bethany.
No,
she's still holding strong.
She held strong for a long time, and that's because she didn't want to not believe. Right? She really wanted to believe and kind of hold on to that. And kids were making fun of her.
Mm-hmm. She had the old Fox Mulder. That's right.
She's like, "Fuck you guys! I get an extra present."
Yeah, exactly. No, the way she found out was, she put a tooth underneath her pillow. Oh. And never told anybody.
Oh.
And so she woke up the next morning and the tooth was still there. And then so we had to break the news to her. And she told my wife, and you know, she was like, "You guys are the tooth fairy, right?" And I still remember when she asked me, "What is the tooth fairy?" Like, she was maybe like 5 years old. She's like, "What does the tooth fairy do with all the teeth?" I was like, "Oh, well, the teeth power Tooth Town. They use those for energy."
When in reality, nice. She just wears them around her neck.
Yeah, right.
In a fearsome display.
But anyway,
it's chainmail, but it's made out of teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Teeth mail.
Tooth mail. So Lisa told me that she knew, and so we're riding in the car, and I was like, "Mom told me that that you're the tooth fairy, Dad." I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "The Easter Bunny isn't real, is it?" I was like, "No, I'm sorry. There's not a 6-foot bunny that hops around from house to house." And she was
glad
like,
"I don't
she was,
have to do that anymore."
She was probably like fifth grade.
It's so
well,
tiny.
You see, honey, Daddy's starting to look a little ridiculous, and the neighbors are starting to get worried.
I hop on
the
those
bunny
3-foot
gets louder
dildos.
Every year.
Just, yeah. So anyway,
I can
like,
only get arrested so many times for your beliefs, huh?
I said, "Yeah." I was like, "No." I was like, "You know, it's not me." Or no, it's me. And she's like, "Well, just don't tell me that Santa isn't real, because I just can't handle that today." And I was like, "All right,
I'll tell you tomorrow."
I will. Yeah, exactly. I won't tell you today.
Are you even my dad?
Well, I'll tell you that the day after tomorrow.
Santa's real, but I'm not your dad.
Dennis Quaid is a climatologist, and we said talk about the day after tomorrow, so he knows.
Yeah, but anyway, that was pretty much how I kind of led her. I mean, they kind of figured it out. She figured it out.
Yeah,
it was rough.
I'm not looking forward to that, dude.
Yeah, same.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah,
when the girl started school, like I walked him in and like I was looking around at all the other kids, like, which of these little fuckers are gonna tell my kid that Santa Claus isn't real? Like, which of you bastards is gonna do it?
Look, man, if anybody, and this goes for anyone listening, anyone here, if you need someone to break it to your kids that what they have believed has been bullshit all along, just come to me.
No, then I'll be like,
"He'll make
Mom
YouTube
and your
video
dad
out of it.
Liars."
Like, look, your parents have been lying to you this entire time. Parents have been lying to you this entire time.
Santa Claus isn't real.
You should not trust them.
Uncle Dan.
Dan's like, and Santa Claus is not real, and neither is the United States healthcare system.
He's like, "What else do you think they've been lying to you about?"
You know what? You know what? I just realized. This might be the podcast. Somebody's going to be listening to this. and their kid's going to walk into the room. And this is going to be on over the thing. This is going to be the way that at least one kid is going to learn.
Going to be balls.
That
balls,
Santa
balls,
Claus balls, is not real. Like, this moment right here, I can just imagine it.
Look at the pleasure he's taking in doing this.
Grown up, motherfucker! Say hi to your dad.
Guilty as charged with the stories.
Sorry, I'm actually looking for something. I was going to play that audio, that story my daughter told. I guess I must have taken it out of here, the Midnight Man. God, that shit was so fucking funny. You remember that, Stu?
Midnight Man.
I remember because I had questions. Lots and lots of questions.
Yeah, she said, I was going to start this thing. It was like Tales from a Teenage. Oh, you know what? I do have it in here. You guys want to hear it?
Sure.
Yes, just in case.
Hell yes.
There's people that haven't heard it before. Here it is. All right. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is Tales from a Teenager. I want you to tell me the story that you told me in the car the other day. I forget the name of the man, but go ahead.
Okay, this is called The Midnight Man, and I was in homeroom one day, and my friends and I were talking, and this came up, and it's so, when you're home alone, or around midnight, you turn off all the lights in your whole house. You get a lantern or a candle, and then you prick your finger. You take the blood from the prick and you wipe it on your front door.
Don't make any jokes about pricks, my daughter.
Knock on that door 100 times.
Hold on. Why do you put the blood on your front door?
I don't know. It's just like, oh, it's so he can trace you. He knows who he's getting.
Yeah. Okay.
So then you knock 100 times, and
why is it 100 times?
I don't know. It's a cool number. And the last knock should be at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
Because of the Midnight Man.
And so you need to set this up ahead of time and know how many knocks you're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It has to be 100.
So roughly, if it's like 100 knocks, you should be setting this. Okay. Yeah. It's like a couple minutes before midnight, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like 2.5 minutes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then you open up the door and he comes in.
Okay.
You know he's there when you see a silhouette of a man, like, from the light of your candle or lantern.
I would guess you know he's there when you let him in.
Well, right? You have to see him, because sometimes it doesn't always work. Okay. But if he does come, you...
Are you knocking on the inside?
It doesn't always work.
The outside of
you're knocking on the inside.
You pick your finger and knock.
Because he's on the outside.
So it's like he's letting you in, then.
In a way.
Oh, yeah.
So he's in, and once he's inside, all you have is your candle, and you have to survive till 3:33 in the morning.
Okay.
And if your candle blows out or anything like that, he can get you.
Yeah.
And to save yourselves, you either have to quickly relight the candle or a lantern, or you have to take some salt in about the 30 seconds.
So is he just, like, waiting there outside the light of the flame for the candle to blow out?
He's just everywhere, like, around the house, just waiting for...
So he's just, like, he's just chilling around the house, waiting for the candle to go out.
Y'all got any beef jerky?
But when the candle goes out, you're either like, oh, snap, I need to relight this candle, or... Hold up, let me run to the kitchen and get some salt and pour it around my feet.
Somebody blow out this candle. Like, it's boring
in
here.
30 seconds, and if he does get you, it happens ripping your intestines out. He shows you your worst nightmare, and then you die. And me and my friends are saying we could make it like a movie. It could be like starting with three girls, and then that happens, and then it shows you after fact, and one's in the middle alive, and the other two are dead. Like,
all right, well, let me just stop you right there, and let me tell you, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yep.
Why in the world? Why would you let him in?
Well, if you don't let him in, then he finds his own way in. Like, he always gets into
the house. Why the fuck do you have to knock on the door? Prick your finger. Why do you have to prick your finger and knock on the door 100 times?
So
he's going to get in anyway.
No, that's how he knows you're there. Like, that's how he knows that you've
called. Why do you want him to know you're there? Why would you call for someone to come and rip out your intestines?
It's like an
exactly past me.
Your worst nightmare. It's like an internet challenge.
My worst nightmare is someone showing me my intestines.
Yeah.
There's a lot of holes in this. I think you guys need to go back to the drawing board.
We didn't make it.
He's going to get in your house Oh, this is somebody on the internet?
Yeah, it's an internet job. Okay.
Thank God. I was embarrassed that you thought of this. No. This is... If he's going to get in, why are you like... Well, you're going to get in anyway, but I'm going to let you in. But hold up. First, I'm going to prick my finger and wipe it on my door. Nasty. Then I have to knock 100 times and wait till... And, like, if my candle doesn't go out till 3:30
No, he can get you as well with the candle, but the candle is your extra protection. Like, if
wait,
you...
What?
You, like, have to shine it everywhere and make sure... Because the only reason he can get you in... is the dark.
I feel like I want to slap the crap out of whoever invented this. This is not... There's a lot of holes in this. It makes no sense. And you're afraid of this. You think this is true.
This is really creepy, yeah.
You think this is true, though.
Yeah, I never want to be home alone at midnight now. It doesn't seem...
It's like
3 o'clock, like waking up and doing stuff at 3 o'clock, like ghosts come and stuff like that. But he leaves at 3:33.
Well, this is next level bonkers, and I appreciate you telling me this story on our first episode of Tales of a Teenager. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love
Dad.
You.
I love you.
Even
too.
Though you're super, super gullible, and this is the silliest thing I've ever heard of.
Oh my God.
Right, so there's this dude. You call him on the phone and you tell him exactly where you are, and then you have to open the door for him, and
he delivers you a
sandwich. Then you have to just look at him in the eyes with constant eye contact, or he's gonna like shove a shotgun up your butt.
But if you don't let him in, he's gonna find his way in anyway, and he might not even show up. In,
and he's gonna shove up 2 shotguns. So
does the power in your house go out?
No, you have to turn
off. Yeah, no, this is easily solved. But
no, you have to go down to the breaker. You have to undo all the fuses.
No, but here's the real question.
The breaker.
Why does your daughter sound like she's been smoking for a decade?
Oh, dude, I've been making her smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day. You know, I was just thinking the same thing. It's like, man, your voice is really raspy.
Every time she doesn't throw the disc golf right, it's another 3 packs.
Oh my God. She can't throw like a fucking disc to save her life.
Screaming at the, you know, midnight man to get out of her house.
But yeah, that type of shit, like she tells me like weird stuff all the time. And it's just like, it's just so funny to hear all these crazy things that your fucking kids say and like things that they hear at school and like, you know. And then when they get to be teenagers and they're like, yeah, well, such and such got caught having sex in the library. I'm like, what? And like, I don't know. It's fucking, it's crazy.
We got two more shows to get another Tales from the Teenager.
All right. If she's talking to me.
Oh.
Oh.
If she's not, wouldn't that be the best, best time?
That's kind of, you know,
Tales
the,
from the Teenager, just silence for like 5 minutes.
Dad, you're stupid. And that's just it.
Yeah, that's pretty much
honey.
How it goes.
Honey, give me content for my podcast.
Yeah, I need more content. I'm just going to recycle this one and play it again. Anyway. Guys, why don't we do Song of the Week? And we'll call it a night.
Let's do it. All right. Sounds good.
All right. What do we got? I'm putting these in as we go.
We have 424 songs so far is what we got.
Well, we're about to have 425. It was Mother's Day yesterday.
It was. You mothers.
I'm going to pick Mother Lover by The Lonely Island.
Mm. Oh. We should love each other's mothers.
That's
fuck each
idea.
Other's moms.
The old switcheroo.
I hope you fuck forever.
Thanks, dude.
Oh, really is it The fun. Lonely Island?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, shit. Whoops. That's not them. Okay.
All right, I'll go. So, my last appearance on your show. The original isn't on Spotify, but there's a pretty cool cover. Her name is Alyssa Bonagura, and the title of the song is Thank You for Being a Friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
That's right.
I think I saw something today would have been Bea Arthur's 97th birthday if she was
really?
Still alive.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy B Day.
That's my queen.
What was her name? Alyssa Bongor. Oh, yeah, I got it. I got it.
B. Arthur. Oh, no, sorry.
B. Arthur.
Yeah, B. Arthur.
I know who B. Arthur is. She's in my spank bank.
Oh.
All right.
All right, I got one. The song is by the RX Bandits, and it is called In Her Drawer.
What's in her drawer?
Pills.
Pills? Ugh.
That's what the song is about.
I like that.
Are they Rectix pills?
Yeah.
Yes.
Rectix, damn near killed it.
It's like that band, they're kind of, I hesitate to call them a ska band, but they kind of are. They're like ska and prog rock. It's really good.
With no horns?
No, they have horns.
Skodrock?
Skodrock.
Skodrock.
Oh my god. I've had this Skodrock on my back, and I think it's making its way down to my butt cheeks. All right.
Oh.
What next?
Well, this has apparently become my theme. Apparently, I just sing it all the time and didn't even know I did it. I don't know if it's on the list or not, but Big Mountain, Baby, I Love Your Way.
Ooh, baby, I love your way.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah. That's a great version, too.
All right, Fudd, sing it in the voice of You-Know-Who.
Wanna be with you night and day. Of You-Know-Who. I don't know who.
Who do you always sing songs as?
Yeah.
Right,
who do you always sing songs?
I don't know what I
yeah.
do. I don't even know I sing this song all the time. Huh?
Come on.
Is it Bob Seger?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, it's someone who used to be James Bond.
There's no S's in there.
There's no S at the end of Way.
I love your way. No, it doesn't work without an S. No,
I meant as Pierce Brosnan.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
Oh, God. Off key, out of tune. Got it. Here it comes.
All right. Who do we have next?
Pierce Brosnan.
I got one.
Okay.
It's a song about like reminiscing and moving forward.
Is it Reminiscing by the Little River Band?
No, actually. It's by Stray Light Run. It's called Existentialism on Prom Night.
Fuck you, Steve.
Yeah, have fun spelling that.
Damn it.
Is that with an X or three S's?
Both.
You say String Light Run? Is it all...
Stray Light.
Stray Light Run.
No, whoops. Glad I asked. That would have been embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh, found it. Joke's on you guys. It was the first song.
It's their most popular one.
All right. Yep.
Shadows grow so long before my eyes. It does work.
All right. Who's next? Dan?
All right. So this, I've been spending the last 5 minutes looking through a couple of songs that I had chosen. I think I've decided on Post Doc Blues by John K. Sampson.
Got it.
Hmm. Why don't you sing us a little lick, Dan? Take it away.
Don't delay, you'll get it right tomorrow night in Ithaca, baby. That one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Finity.
Dan Finity.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Amazing.
I'm erect.
When are you not?
Valid point.
Hashtag bone era.
Touché. You'd be hard-pressed to find a time.
Hey.
All right.
It's really awkward taking a shit. I'll tell you that.
Baroque, did you go already?
No, I have not gone.
Okay. Oh, God, I got in my beard again.
So, band... we're going to go with the band is Ozone. And the song is Drogesta Din Day.
That one's a fucking classic.
And I want the original Italian version.
All right, I got it.
You actually will know the song when you play it.
All right. And I'm going to do Baby Come to Me by James Ingram. Baby, come to me. When you put your arms around me, I'm in ecstasy. Yeah, fuck yeah. That's some sweet. You can put that, when that comes on the playlist, you can make love to your woman. You can make love to yourself. You can make love to your man. Whatever you want to do. Just make
fuck
love.
Forever. Fuck forever song.
I hope you fuck forever. Forever. Is what I'm saying.
And then Celine Dion will come on right
and
after that.
Ever. And then Too Many Zoos.
And I will always fuck you.
All right, guys. Oh, boy. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks, guys, for joining us tonight.
Yes.
It's been just as amazing as I hoped it would be. I love all you guys.
You.
Keep on keeping on. Thanks so much for coming on the show one last time. After this, people, this is got two left. Yeah.
More.
Jay, where can people find you at in your fantastic podcast?
Great, can I say
great
something
app,
real quick.
Great app first. This week. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Like I've been with you guys from almost the very beginning. Been part of your community. Watch you guys change. Watch you guys grow. And the biggest indication of how big of impact you've had in my life is when I told Angela, like, hey, they're shutting it down. The first thing out of her mouth was, are you going to be okay? Because before I found you guys, I was in a bad place, man, like real bad. And, you know, when you're in a bad place, then the marriage is in a bad place. But after I found you guys, you know, very slowly things started to go. And my answer to her was, yeah, I'm going to be okay because thanks to these guys, I've been okay for a while now. So thanks, you guys, for the last 3 years, man. This has been a hell of a ride. It's been awesome just being with you. You know, it's going to be weird thinking like a month from now, there isn't going to be a show to download on a Wednesday. You know, it's crazy, man. But just thanks for everything, dude. I love you guys. Oh, I'm going to miss the show.
I love you, too. Thank you. But seriously, where can we find you at?
AntiMatterPodcast.com. That's got everything.
Oh, dude. Thank you so much. I appreciate everything, Jay. You know what? You are like the most... it's funny. When I listen to your show, I think like, God damn it. I am such an asshole. Jay's like the nicest guy. Like, he remembers everything about things about people. And I'm like, I am not that way. I barely remember that Scum Death took the time out of his day to make me a thing, and, you know, and I even load it into the show, but we get so focused on like talking about shit, I forget about it. I'm like Jay would never do that. Jay would never forget about anybody, and you don't. And you are like, you're one of the best people I know. So
thanks, man.
All right. Dan, where can people find you at?
Well, I don't have anything
They find you at?
I didn't prepare anything like
you don't need to prepare. Like he anything. Did. Just you being here.
Well, I love you guys. Here. I love you guys. And if you need somebody to break the news to your kids about make believe characters, let me know. You can get at me on twitch.tv/DanFinity to ask me to break the news about imaginary characters to your kids. You can also ask me in the DMs on Twitter and Instagram at DanFinity, but the IZRLs just slide into those DMs and be like, hey, my kid still believes in the Easter Bunny. Can you get him off that? You can do that. You can have him holler at me in Discord.
What if they want to know what to do with their wieners and their other stuff? Can they answer?
I'll just send it over to XanaFan711.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
XanaFan711 for all your...
vagina holes?
Yeah, exactly. For your vajankles, for your vajankles, for your double dongs, you know what's up.
Awesome. Yep. Hey, Ben.
Where can we find your head or thumbs?
I don't know. Probably recording a while ago. Steve, you really got to cool it, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Again, you guys make me laugh every week. You guys are amazing. Yeah, I'm so glad that there's so many great podcasts still to listen to. And yeah, I mean, I still like think like how I'm glad that you guys had reached out to Boost and that, you know, we kind of went looking into who you guys were, and it was a pretty good matchup of personalities for sure to become pod bros. So,
yeah, that was a good time back then, and now it's still a good time.
Yeah.
And now it's Tuesday, so, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, it is Tuesday.
It's fucking Tuesday.
Oh, it's Monday. All right. It's still Monday night, though.
I've been acutely aware of the time for as long as it's been Tuesday.
It's I'm Detective Ben Malone all over the place.
Awesome. Steve, where can we find you at?
You can find me anywhere you can find me at Xanapan 7-Eleven. All the places.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, Elmer Fudd.
Hey, that's me. Hi, how are you?
You guys, keep it up with Just Some Guardians. You're one of the wittiest, funniest, quickest people around.
I wouldn't have said it before tonight, but after that song, Sensual, I think is the word to describe him.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a kind lover. I might even put that. You think I should upload that song separately so people could just listen to that by itself?
Absolutely.
100%. If you don't, I will.
It's going to be my new ringtone. What are you talking about? Yeah,
I think you need to make a music video.
Oh, my God.
You see his face light up.
Please. I got to go to bed, but we could do it tomorrow night.
No, not right now.
Why don't you use the footage from your aunt?
And I'll just superimpose my face, like, peeking around the curtain every once in a while.
I got to find a VCR.
Onto Justin's aunt?
Yeah. That's the censorship. It's just my face.
All right. Where can we find you at, Elmer?
Just Some Guardians. We're on iTunes and Podbean, whatever. For myself, Twitter and Twitch, Elmer Fudd Games. Double M, double D.
Awesome. All right. Baroque, where can we find you at, buddy?
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
All right. Stewie G.
He's always so damn happy.
I know.
STU_GATZO.
All right. And you could find me at JC Jesse on Twitter. You can find at Gents or D Gents, whatever. Dad Gents. Oh boy, it is late. All right, everybody. Be excellent to each other.
I hope you fuck forever.
Hashtag stay fresh. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Fuck forever.
You've had a problem and we talked on the phone.
Oh, on the phone.
You're a giving lover, but they never seem to moan.
Oh, make me moan.
I told you to rub one out once or twice.
Oh, rub it out.
If that doesn't work, maybe even thrice.
Oh, that's three, baby.
Think of your grandma, or even a baseball game.
Oh, 9 innings.
There's a wish I have for you, all the same.
My wife will divorce me if she ever hears this.
I hope you fall.
So bad.
I hope you fall forever.
What were we thinking?
I hope you fall. I hope you fall forever. This is my advice I give to you.
Oh, it's all for you.
And if all goes well, you won't quickly shoot your goo.
Oh, it's your jizz, baby. Are you offering it?
I hope you fuck forever.
Ditto.
And never.
That means three times.
You need to take his audio, or he's like, "That's your jizz, David." Just cut the song out from underneath it, so you just have him whispering really creepy shit.
I still have all of that. Just ready. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. All right.
It drives my nuts.
It drives you.